Morning, we're back.
We're back with episode 286. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And I'm Focus, the podcast about video games, comics, and anime. And this is the Breloom episode.
Oh, shit. Breloom.
And
yeah.
Breloom is the...
Punching Pokemon.
The mushroom Pokemon.
Ah, damn it.
Very redundant.
Well, who the fuck was Shroomish then? What was he?
Wasn't he also the mushroom Pokemon?
Probably.
That was lame. Well, anyway, this episode will be counter to Breloom and not lame.
You know, it's funny. He has short-ass arms, but... like, he's considered to be, like, a punching type of Pokemon.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It's weird. I wonder if he just kicks then, maybe. I don't know.
Does he, like, have Mega Punch and shit?
Yeah, he does.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, one of the builds, like, for him, because I have, I bred a few Breloom, and, yeah, he has, like, Mega Punch and Drain Punch, stuff like that.
Bro, he has T-Rex arms.
Yes, like,
he literally
yes, he does.
Wow. That almost makes you get creative. Like, how does he do it? Like, does a vine grow out and, like, fucking jab you or something?
Oh, that'd
you
know, be
like...
sad. I mean, he's a grass type.
Yeah.
He's a grass fighting type.
Right.
So, I mean.
Oh, he's a grass fighting. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Which is another reason why I wanted to breed one. I want to do another one of those, maybe. Anyways.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Like I said, this is episode 286.
We're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
Yeah. Every Wednesday, about this time between 6:30 and 7, we start. Don't forget, we're also on YouTube.
Yep.
All like, comment, subscribe, and Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah. YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcasts to go watch the show or just listen to it on a podcast feed somewhere. Go to collision28.com, find out where you can download it and all that.
Yeah.
And then we'll start off with...
Unfocused Weeks. Tell you what we've been doing. You want to start off, AJ, or shall I?
I'll start off, yeah. So, I got to read my comics finally.
Oh, the Usagi or the Power Rangers?
No, not the Usagi yet. That's next.
Okay.
But I read all the Sonic that I had. I had like
oh, shit.
6 issues or something like that. 5 issues, something like that. I read through all those. I read through them while in line at Frankensons.
Damn, that's how big the line was, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't moving that fast. But Jesus. I got to read through a few issues there. And that shit was... kind of weird. It's at this weird point right now where I think they're building up to the next arc, I think, because nothing's really happening right now. Like, things look like they're, like, we're getting introduced to a couple new characters and all that. It's not really focusing on Sonic at all. We're like, following Amy and what's her name, Cream and Cheese and Rogue, or Rouge, and stuff like that. So that's what they're doing right now.
I was hoping her name was Rogue. It is Rouge.
I think it's pretty sure it's Rouge, yeah.
I remember I got it ruined for me when I played the Sonic Adventure 2 and they finally said her name and they did call her Rouge. I was like, ah, oh, I feel like Rogue would have been better.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
We're going.
But yeah, so that's what's going on in there. What I have left for the Sonic series, though, is the issues titled The Bad Guy. It's a miniseries. Called Bad Guys. So I'm guessing this is what's happening on the side with one of the main bad guys, this platypus looking dude. I forgot his name. Dr. Starline was his name, which I was looking into some Sonic stuff. There's a YouTube channel. I think this channel is called The Game Apologist, and he reviews a lot of Sonic the Hedgehog stuff, including a lot of the Archie comic stuff. And he's like read a lot of them. So like I've been listening to him, watching some of his videos as he's reviewing certain character arcs and all that and those older issues. So I'm like learning some new shit. Like I was like, I didn't know that. One of the craziest things he was talking about was about the Chaotix. You know, the bee, Charmy?
Yeah.
Apparently in the video game, he's supposed to be a kid, like a young child. But
Charmy?
Yeah, Charmy. But in the comic book, they made him more of a teen, a little older. And then he was like of royalty at some point and issues in the storyline in the Archie comics, he was actually about to be married or something like that. And then this is when Sega started to get involved with Archie comics because they weren't at one point in the beginning. But then they slowly started to like go into the Archie comics. Like, what are you guys doing here? Wait, what are you guys doing to our characters? And he wanted to fix certain characters. And Charmy was one of them. And like, he's not supposed to be this old. He's not supposed to be this mature, stuff like that. He's supposed to be a kid. You guys need to fix this. And so they did some story with him where they he got hit with something. Something happened where his brain got fucked up with and he started to be like a child. So
that's funny.
For the rest of the series, you saw him as like he was just this guy who had a fucked up mental condition because of something that happened. And that's kind of what you had to be left with for that character. So they got really weird with that shit
weird.
In the Archie stuff. Anyways, That was just something I thought that was interesting, looking back at those. Oh, that's why I was going to. So this Starline motherfucker, apparently in the Chaotix game on the Sega 32X, there is this secret that people found that wasn't supposed to be there. But there is this weird looking, like almost looks like a Knuckle sprite in the game. But he was kind of like white and kind of messed up. And it turns out that was just leftover code that they were using to kind of make the game. That wasn't supposed to be in there. It wasn't supposed to be anything.
Are you sure it wasn't silver?
No, because it looked too much like an echidna rather than a hedgehog.
I'm just being an asshole.
That would have been interesting, though, if that was the case. But over time, fans gave that character, that like weird-looking sprite, a name.
Is it Missing No 2?
It's almost like, it's not really, though, but it's something along those lines. I forgot what the name was, but later on in the Archie comics, they kind of took from that, and there is this echidna, this evil echidna, somewhere in Knuckles' storyline, that had a name very similar to what they were calling that messed up sprite from the Chaotix game.
That's pretty cool.
And his color scheme was like this white and kind of like burgundy color, a little bit of yellow in it, right? That's the exact same color scheme that Dr. Starline has in this new series right now.
Oh.
So people are saying that he may be based off that character, which is based off some messed up sprite in a Chaotix series. But just giving him a little more depth now. So he's become a little more interesting to me now. Before, when I saw him, I was like, I don't want to get invested in this new character. But now I'm kind of interested. But that's kind of what's going on in that series. I also read Power Rangers. I finished the last book I had, and that shit got crazy. So last time was a whole Dracon, that the white green ranger morphing. They were like in the future or something, dealing with some different timeline, right? After that, this book that I was reading takes place right after that, of course. And they're like the Power Rangers. Oh, they also lost Zordon, by the way, too.
What?
Zordon had to do something, so they lost him in some space in between time and all that, you know. So he's kind of in some dimension right now.
Yo, are they setting up for Power Rangers in space?
I don't think they're going that way yet.
Because you know what happens there, right? How eventually Diatox ends up with Zordon.
Oh, really? I'm not sure. Maybe they might go that way. I don't know.
Yeah, and Power Rangers.
I don't know where they're going. I don't know space that well.
You finish telling me, and then I'll tell you what I know, and then you can form an opinion.
All right, so right now, Saba, who came from the future, is now in the present timeline with Alpha, trying to figure out how to bring Zordon back and trying to like find him through, you know, the space of, you know, in some warp zone and all that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Power Rangers just like, kind of like bored out their mind because Rita is technically defeated right now. They're not sure what's happened to her, but she's gone. And so they're just trying to find things to do. So they're like fucking rescuing, like fixing bridges and rescuing people and, you know,
they're being regular superheroes, huh?
Yeah, and just going around the world, just like, you know, rescuing people from like random events like that and like, you know, natural events. Like they talk about like the meltdown at Japan and like, oh, Power Rangers are there to save some people from the meltdown, stuff like that. And then they come across this lady later on. And she's like, yo, I found this area. It's like not on the maps. It's like some hidden island. We never noticed it because it was like shrouded in fog, but we finally detected it. And I think this is a place you guys want to go investigate because there's some weird things going on there. And turns out Fester was there, who's the, you know, the molding
motherfucker,
guy.
The white guy with the glasses.
Yeah. Who makes all Rita's monsters and all that. So he's there. He's been there chilling, just making all types of creations and stuff like that. And he made humans that can morph into monsters, but they don't know that they're monsters, and they'll randomly just like trigger, like, oh shit, I gotta transform right
this
now.
This motherfucker made sleeper agents?
Shit. Pretty much, yeah. So I'm like, oh shit, this is going into like some almost like some secretive agent shit right now. I feel
for
like.
Real?
So that's what's going on there. And for a minute, I thought that lady that like showed him where to go was maybe working with Rita, or maybe was Rita in some way. Turns out she's actually a past Red Ranger from like in the 70s.
What?
And then I got a storyline with her, how like Zordon, you know, the first moon landing.
Yeah.
Well, there is a Psycho Ranger on the moon who was in dormant sleep because he had crash landed there on the moon.
A Psycho Ranger?
Yes.
They're setting up for space.
So that's why I was going to get to that right now.
Shit.
I think that might be going there. I'm not sure.
Oh, shit.
But so Rita, you know how Rita was like sealed on the moon in some capsule?
Yeah.
That was Zordon's doing like 10,000 years ago, right? And then there's been people looking for her, and one of the Psycho Rangers found her and crash landed on the moon. But then he was so badly like wounded and everything that he just went into like a dormant sleep. And then as soon as we landed on the moon, the ship detected some life forms are available. Maybe they can help. So they started to wake up the ranger. And so now he's kind of awake. So Zordon called on these random people from all over the world to come, deal with him.
So this is back in the day.
This is back in, the 70s or 60s, whatever.
Yo, this is epic. This sounds dope. I'm pretty into this.
It was pretty dope, yeah. And then, so he just got these random motherfuckers real quick, okay, we're sending you into the moon to go deal with this. And they're all arguing with each other because one of the people was from Russia. He was a Blue Ranger. And then there is some other dude, a Brit, someone from British, whatever.
Yeah, England.
I think he was the Pink Ranger.
the guy ended up being
a Pink Ranger, which is funny. The one chick, she ended up being the Red Ranger. And then there's other guys, I forgot. But they were kind of arguing amongst each other for a bit. And then three of them died in the process of fighting this Green Psycho Ranger.
What?
And only two of them made it back, and one being that Red Ranger. And that's kind of where it leaves off. So I don't know what they're gonna do with her now, or explain the history of that. But that was just like a one mission type of thing, and they're just one and done. And Zordon was like, "Yeah, I apologize. It was kind of reckless to send you out there without training and all that, and knowing how to use your powers. But you gotta understand, we were at a threat. He could have woken up Rita, and that shit would have been bad, right?" So that was kind of his excuse, which kind of sounds familiar in a way. I think that was kind of echoed.
I feel
echoed
like he fucked up in the movie. One of the movies he fucked up by getting them or something, right?
Yeah. So I this shit's interesting. That's where it ended. It's like, fuck, I want to fucking watch the or read the rest of this. So now I'm going to go. I'll hunt out the other one later on when I'm done with Usagi, which is next on my list.
Hey, so when he got them, were they all adults?
Yeah, they're some late teens, early 20s is kind of where they're all at.
Damn, that's why he's like, this time we got to recruit a group of teenagers with attitude,
right? Yeah.
Damn, it's so true.
So maybe that's the reason. Maybe he fucked up there because these people were a little growing, a little more
two in their own mind about who they are and and they care enough about the planet.
Too concerned about actual worldly things and stuff like that, and right and wrong and all that. So someone a little younger who doesn't care too much about all that. Yeah, maybe that's what's happened there.
That's pretty smart, because you know what I mean? You kind of get people that are going to look out for the planet to be Power Rangers. Yeah, I like that. I feel like whenever they make this new movie, they should take some story beats from this, because it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good, yeah. So that's where I'm at right now with Power Rangers and the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series from I think it's Boom Comics.
Yeah.
Other than that, played a little Animal Crossing. Oh, yeah. So play Animal Crossing at midnight for New Year's. By the way, guys, Happy New Year. We're in 2021. We all made it. Congratulations to everybody.
Yeah, man. We actually are here. So.
That's right. We're all here. And then midnight, I turned on Animal Crossing to see what was going on in there. And fucking things were more bumping there than people were saying things in Animal Crossing at midnight was more bumping than Times Square this year.
Shit, damn.
Yeah, because there was fireworks going on, and there's freaking all the villagers were in the town plaza right there shooting off their own little fireworks and celebrating and stuff, just dancing around. You're given glow sticks, so you can wave around a glow stick and shit.
Oh shit, they're trying to get their rave on.
Yeah, for reals. So that was cool to see that. And everyone was like, "Where you been? You've been gone for 2 months. Where have you been, AJ?" I was like, "Yeah, I know, guys. My bad."
Yeah, you came back triumphantly.
I did, right at midnight. And then after that, I played some Among Us that night with Steven and some of those that crew over there. After that, Steven was talking about StarCraft 2. I'm like, "Dude, I'm not home right now. But as soon as I get home, if you're still awake, you down for some StarCraft 2?" And he's like, "I'm down."
Shit, y'all playing StarCraft 2 without
like
me?
1 in the morning, yes. We started playing StarCraft 2. We played a few matches. So I did that. So, I mean, those were my first games of the new year. Animal Crossing, a little bit of Among Us, and StarCraft 2.
Okay. Sounds like a pretty solid New Year's Eve.
And then, StarCraft 2, again, just muscle memory. Because, shit, what do I do? What do I do? And I just start clicking buttons. I was like, "Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, just push these buttons to build this shit. Okay." And I started to get into, a little bit of a groove again. And then just to kind of end the night, because Steven was like, "All right, last game." And I'm like, "All right." So I decided to do some ghosts. I was Terran, so I did some ghosts and did some nukes real quick just for kicks, just to end the night, you know? And he ended up beating me, though, because I didn't prepare for him attacking me right when I was doing that.
He came early.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me want to play StarCraft again. I forgot about it.
Yeah, I know. So that was fun. And then, of course, we played some Soul, the usual. We played some Smash Brothers, too.
Yeah. Man, what's his name? Timmy got some real matches going, but he always beat me at the end. I get him down to one stock, Ganging down, but no, man, he'd always, it was even clear, even though I had a lot of damage on him, like I was never gonna hit, not get that last hit in the last stock. Mm-hmm. You know, those ones are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the other dude playing? Wyatt.
Yeah. Wyatt's not bad, dude.
Yeah, with that Min Min was pretty good too. Yeah. Like, I knew how to get around the Min Min, but I still wasn't able to overcome it because I'm still not that clear on that, like, how she works. I was forgetting stupid things, too. Like, her one of her attacks with the dragon punch. Like, if she doesn't punch you with it, he just click B again or A again, and then an extra little, you know, energy blast comes out of it.
So, oh, like, is that what's happening there?
Yeah, so I can back out just enough to get, like, dodge the punch, and then I forget about the stupid blast that he can do afterwards.
And, anywhere,
and that's
yeah.
what was getting me at the time. Like, fuck, I keep forgetting about that blast that can happen after that. So that's how he's getting me. Otherwise, I was getting in there pretty good. Because the thing with Min Min is that once her arms come out, the hitbox is out there. And she's fucking completely empty in the middle of all that. And those arms take a while to come back, too. So you can just jump over it. And then she's open right there. Yeah. Mm. She does have some mobility, though. Like, while she's punching, she can literally walk forward and back. She can't run, though. She can walk. So you got to kind of predict that a little bit. Engage it. Yeah, but, I mean, you can't do too much if you're already coming down at her while the punches are out there. So I was trying to, like, exploit that a little bit. But yeah, I had fun doing that. That's, I guess, pretty much it for me. Yeah.
All right, and for me, I started cracking into the second part of this Daredevil comic. I let AJ borrow the first one.
Which I haven't started yet because I got
other
obligations.
Yeah, but this one's really weird, really artsy. It's kind of tripping me out a little bit. It's harder to get into, but it is cool.
Damn.
It's because Matt's playing the piano, and he talks about, like, how the music all gives him a different color of sound in his mind, and that reminds him of all these memories. And look, and they show you, like, the symphony of music, like his dad boxing and him getting hit by the radiation in that truck, and then mm-hmm. him meeting Elektra, and then, like, learning law, and then, like, fucking eventually him flipping into Daredevil.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's really this, like, almost like a hallucinogen or, like, a really artsy way to depict his whole experience. And the whole book's kind of like that, so it's a little hard to get into. But I've been reading that, and that's pretty cool. I've been writing a cool new video that hopefully we'll have out in the next week or so for Unfocused, a little review of Slayers, the anime. So if you're a fan of that, you might want to check that out.
Back to that real quick, the Daredevil thing.
Yeah.
I forgot. The other thing I did was watch that movie Soul, that Pixar movie.
Oh, I watched it too, but I didn't finish it.
Oh, no, you got to finish it.
I'm like halfway through. It's good, though. Yeah. I like it a lot.
But that kind of reminds me of Soul right now, because when you get in your groove, yeah, I'm not sure if you've gotten there yet. Have you gotten there yet, where people get in their groove and they end up, like, teleporting into the soul world? No, you haven't gotten there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Last thing I saw was he became a soul because he fell down the manhole cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that movie's pretty good, guys. Check it out. And also, it just, like, it's just jazz, so it made me like it even more, you know?
I was loving the soundtrack, bro. Yeah. Loving the soundtrack. That was great.
But definitely finish that, because that's pretty good.
I'm glad you reminded me about it. I mean, I am going to finish that. It was great. Other things, so Daredevil, I've been reading that. Yeah, I've been making that Slayers video. Like I said, you guys will hear about that in a week or so. Other things. Oh, yeah, I've been watching The Expanse. I finally cracked into the new fifth season, which is not over yet.
Fuck, five?
Yeah, season
five. Damn.
You know, on the downside, season six is going to be the last season. But, you know, that kind of gives you an idea if you want to watch it one day.
Yeah.
Other things. Wait, I made myself a list. I watched the new Animaniacs on Hulu.
Oh, nice.
Yo. I thought it was going to be lame, and, you know, in the first, like, 5 minutes, I was like, it's okay. By the end of the episode, I was a believer, bro. It was really good. It was really good. I highly recommend anyone who's seen the old, even if you haven't seen the old one, watch the first episode. I think you'll be entertained by it. Just knowing that it was a thing before is all you need to know, and even if you don't know that, they make it pretty clear at the beginning, like, they're coming, that they're back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been pretty cool. I've been watching Star Trek Lower Decks, which is Star Trek's animated Family Guy style show. So it's like a comedy Star Trek adult style.
That's
like,
cool.
About people who work on the shitty parts of the ship.
Yeah.
And dude, that shit is fucking funny. I'm on episode 6 now. I fucking marathon tore through them. Like, I didn't realize it was going to be that funny. Yeah, I recommend it. I don't think anybody would find it funny. I don't feel like you could just turn it on and watch it if you've never seen Star Trek. Mm. But if you've seen at least one or two episodes of Star Trek, you could watch it and get a pretty good laugh out of it. So it is pretty entertaining. I like that a lot.
Like, did, like, make fun of themselves and all that? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah, like, cool. At the very beginning, this one chick who, like, supposedly doesn't know anything, she's like, no, I almost got my head cut off by a singing crystal. I almost got assimilated by a Borg one time. So, like, I almost got eaten by the Thraki monster. Like, she just names all these fucking, like, things that you know from random different Star Trek things. Yeah. She's like, I've seen some shit, bro. Like, she makes it real, it's pretty funny. Like,
that's funny.
They grab you right away if you're not a fan.
Mm. Yeah, but, I don't know half the thing you just said.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's good shit. So I like Star Trek Lower Decks. I also watched the first episode of Discovery. It's cool, the new Star Trek one, but I think I'm just getting into it. And other than that, I'm almost done with the last season of Fargo. That's about it. I think that covers everything I've been doing. Splatoon. Been playing a lot of Splatoon.
Oh, yeah, we played some Splatoon last week, too. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We should play more League stuff, man, because I feel like I'm getting pretty good right now. Oh, I picked up a bucket.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How are you liking the bucket?
Fucking shit up, bro. Yeah. It's crazy. I haven't played much rank battle, but the one time, or I think I took it into rank battle twice. Mm. One time, I fucking was ruining people, bro. Like, I don't think they expect the people to be so controlled with it, not to just bucket everything. I was like bucketing twice and then going back to see where they go, and then bam, I bucket them and kill them. You know, like, I see where they run away to.
Yeah.
So I like that shit a lot.
How's the range on it compared to the gun you're using? Is it a little bit shorter or about the same?
I'd say it's almost the same. The only thing is the impact is the timing's off, because like with this
different
one,
timing.
Yeah. So like sometimes with this one, I'll get splatted and then my enemy will get splatted because when you throw bucket shit, it's got to travel through the air.
Yeah.
And I learned a trick from somebody online who, like, they jump and they tilt their bucket as they throw it, so it leaves, like, a cross wave.
Oh, wow.
In the sky. So no matter where, if it's, you're fighting a dually, no matter, we're talking about Splatoon 2 battle tactics, by the way, guys. Like, if you're fighting a dually, dualies can roll away.
Yeah.
If you throw that sidewop thing, like, it doesn't matter which way they roll. They're going to get hit by the first. Right. And then you just splash them and they're dead.
That's
like,
crazy.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I've been doing that. But the only downside is then it lags and you're on the ground before your hits. So if they catch you in that moment, they're going to shoot at you and maybe kill you, and then they get killed by the fucking...
By the wave that comes down.
Yeah, and you're like, okay. So it takes some getting used to for me, I think. I just got to practice.
Yeah.
But when we play the Splatfest, that's what I'm going to use for sure.
I think that's a good Splatfest weapon for sure.
Good advice, AJ. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too. Like, back in the day when I was playing Splatoon with that one girl I used to play with. I forgot her name. Wow, I can't believe I forgot her name. Chris Legendary. Every time we were playing together and we're like losing, she's like, all right, fuck it, bucket. And she'll go and bucket.
Oh, shit.
Get the buckets.
Oh, hell no. That's fucking scary. Yeah. Bucket.
Yeah, exactly. Every time she was going down, I was like, fuck it, bucket.
Yeah, and it worked. That's a scary thing. Like, yeah, you can really fuck people. That's the one that I do. Like, if people get too close together, you can really fuck up all everyone's lives with a bucket. Like, even if you don't kill them, just throwing it, like, makes everybody scatter. Like, what are they going to do? You know?
Yeah.
And I noticed you can't shoot through the fucking bucket waves either. Like, you can't just cap somebody.
Like, through the wave of it? Oh, yeah, okay, that's crazy.
Unless I'm, like, not seeing it. Maybe they didn't have as good a shot. But from what I see, if someone shoots a blast at me and I do it fast enough, it doesn't seem like it gets through.
All right. That's pretty cool.
I'll look into it. Some, I can't confirm that. I'm going to look into that some more.
I mean, I don't doubt it, though.
Yeah. I like that shit. One other thing. Okay, before we go into the news, because I think you saw this too, we should review something that's been pretty big. 1984. Wonder Woman.
Oh, so you finally finished watching it?
I did. Did you watch it?
Okay, yes, I did watch it.
Okay. First off, wait, we should do the music.
Oh, man.
We haven't done it in so long.
I know we haven't done it in so long, but can we do it? I mean, we're going to get a little mark on our YouTube video.
Oh, there, you know what? Let's just make it a brief spoiler. No, fuck it. Let's make it a brief spoiler.
I want to do the music, though.
I want to, too, but you scared me now. All right, let's just make it a brief spoiler. We'll just talk. Anyone going ahead, next, like, 2-3 minutes, we're going to
Okay, you know what? I'm going to do the spoiler thing, but I'm not going to have the music going.
As we're doing it.
So, if... Well, the whole point of us doing the music back in the day is, like, if you hear their music,
then you know not to listen.
You shouldn't be listening. But for a visual thing, I have the spoiler thing going off, and then the background's, like, blinking red. So if you're watching, then you can just peek at it real quick and then mute it, maybe, and just know that we're on the topic.
All right, yeah. Because if you guys see that red... That's good, AJ. Yeah, that red bar on top, spoilers, guys. So don't watch if you don't want to know things about Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and I also had a cool intro video back in the day, too, but how do I mute this now? Now I need to know how to mute this. Can I mute it here? Yeah, I can mute it there. All right, that works. Oh, wait, I think that muted. Did that mute us?
You muted me, too.
Whoa, how does that mute us?
What?
That is weird that mutes us, though. Hello?
You're still there. I'm not. Weird.
Oh, I got to figure out why that's like that.
Can you turn it down?
So yeah, no, I can't. I'm going to need to figure out here. You're not muted. All right. But in our ears, we were.
Oh, then fine. Yeah, just hit the button. That's fine.
Nah, good. I figured it out.
Okay, so real quick, Wonder Woman 1984, do not pay attention if you do not want to know spoilers. Okay?
Yeah, so we're on the topic of Wonder Woman until this flashing goes away.
Yeah, we'll keep it short. But okay, so Wonder Woman 1984, man, I don't know, man. It's I had mentioned last week that I really liked the intro, the first part. It started off really cool. The whole flashback to Themyscira and you know, her being a little girl and learning that lesson. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like the lesson she learned is really very strong throughout the movie.
Yeah, I think like the lesson learned doesn't really play a thing in the movie at all, yeah, in any way.
At least not for her. I think it does for Maxwell Lord and for Cheetah.
Okay, yeah.
Which is maybe ironic because the lesson's supposed to be for her.
Right.
So I feel like it's weird that we saw the lesson and she knows the lesson, but Maxwell Lord and Diana don't, and they never get taught that lesson. Like, I mean, I guess they kind of do. It is really like, it feels really disjointed from the key of the movie.
Yeah. Or
the first point they tell you. Wonder Woman flying, bro. No.
No, not liking it?
I mean, I would have been cool with it if she didn't do the invisible jet. I mean, one or the other.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I felt like about the flying, too. I was like, well, yeah, but invisible jet. Unless did she lose it?
I mean, she has the power. She can make any jet invisible.
True.
She is the invisible jet, and I love that. When she did it,
mm-hmm,
the only thing is I wish she would have foreshadowed it a little more. Like, maybe making her lasso invisible earlier, and then making it appear, and then she starts fighting with it.
I feel
like she could have foreshadowed it more that she was going to do that. You know?
I feel like that was maybe the second time ever she's done it. I think she even said it before, like, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this right, but I'm going to try it. Last time I did it, I lost, what, a cup or something like that. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Which that was a funny little joke there.
It was funny and all, but I feel like you wouldn't want to. I mean, I know that they had no choice, but I don't know. I just feel like you should have.
I was okay with that part.
I wish they would have earlier shown us her lose the cup.
Okay, that would have been cool.
You know what I mean? That would have made me like, okay, at least I know this is coming. This mm-hmm. is a thing. She's working on it. But this just kind of made it seem like she pulled this power out of her ass. Like, and I hate it.
And in a way, she kind of did, though.
She did. And that's what I mean. That's the problem with this fucking movie. Like, a lot of the things feel like she pulled this power out of her ass. Like, you had this the whole time? Like,
yeah.
Where is this in Batman versus Superman? You know what I mean? Like, anyway. Okay.
I haven't seen it, so I can't. I have no.
Let me just. Spoiler alert. Almost all the powers.
A spoiler within a spoiler?
Man.
Holy
almost
shit.
All the powers that you see in this
spoiler
movie.
Inception.
Don't get used in Batman versus Superman. So you're just like.
It's a damn shame.
Well, if you could do that, like.
Yeah.
Or in Justice League either. And you're like, if you can do that, that would solve, like, a lot of problems. The other reason the flying is kind of dumb is, okay, so she breaks out that golden armored suit, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With those badass eagle wings on them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why have the whole moment of her breaking that out and flying in it if she learned how to fly right before? They should have just fucking used the suit to be like, this is why she's flying. Now it's badass.
That would have been
like,
good,
oh, that's how she's flying, you know?
Yeah, because she has these wings on her.
Yeah, and that's what
that would have been cool.
And that's what I thought from the trailer. The suit was going to allow her to fly. Like, and then when I saw the invisible jet, I'm like, okay, like, I'm getting where this is going. And then, like, the other reason, why did she put the armor on at all? She didn't know Cheetah was going to be there. She didn't know that.
Hmm.
She thought, actually, she should not have believed Cheetah was going to be there because she should have been in Washington. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
So I'm like, why did you? You didn't think Maxwell Lord was going to hurt you. He wasn't going to fuck you up. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, why did you?
I mean, I think she's just going in prepared. And then she had just lost her powers for a bit.
But
so
she was
regaining them back slowly. I feel like maybe she was just like insurance, like in case some shit like this happens again. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I didn't think about that, though, actually.
Yeah. I think the flying really bothered me because I was just like, this whole narrative of the flying just fucked with me a little bit. So I think that I really looked at it, and I feel like I found a lot of problems when I really looked at it. So maybe ignore me on that part.
Did she not know that Cheetah was going to be there?
No, she didn't know she was going to fucking be there because Cheetah tackled her out the fucking sky when she was flying there. Or she just surprise tackled her. She thought she was going there to stop Maxwell Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, what?
I guess.
This is weird, man. It was just weird. I'm like, where are we going with this? But what did you think of it? I mean, I don't want to make it. Let me stop right here and say, I'm not saying I thought it was the shittiest superhero movie I ever saw. It wasn't like the bottom of the barrel.
No.
It was just close to the bottom, and like that's surprising.
There's just some parts with the story that just felt a little bit off, and then, I don't know, the whole ending, like that final battle with Cheetah was good, but it was kind of short.
Could have been longer.
It could have been a little bit longer, maybe.
Yeah, I could have dealt with more time of that and less of the 80s bullshit with Chris Pine.
No, I could have dealt less of more with the Bush dude. What's his name again?
Maxwell Lord.
Yeah, and like him, like the whole time when like she was talking to him about stuff, and then like they're trying to calm him down. I feel like that took a little too long.
Mm.
I feel And then going like into the cutscenes of all the people, like, you know,
with all their wishes and shit.
Yeah, like that. What's it called when you like revoke your wish? There was a word they were using. Renouncing your wish. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way,
that took too long to kind of show all that. I'm like, okay, I get it. Everyone's renouncing their wish. I get it.
Yeah, and oh man, that whole thing is weird too. The whole they didn't even tell us you could do that until towards the end, that you could renounce the fucking wish. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, what the fuck? I'm like, that would have been nice to know that sooner, because I feel like that would have made things make a little bit more sense. Also, I thought the rule was that you take something from someone when you get a wish, because Cheetah took Wonder Woman's power.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman took that guy from someone else, which I don't know why the fuck he had to inhabit someone else's body. That's really weird and really rapey. Whatever. I'm just going to let it go. But I was like, yeah, so Wonder Woman took that guy away from the world. You know, Chia took Wonder Woman's powers. Maxwell Lord took the stone. But then after that point in the movie, that stops being the rule. And the rule changes. And then you can also renounce the wish after the halfway mark. So I feel like someone didn't really put together the rules and how this fucking thing works. Or maybe they had two sets of rules.
I'm not sure.
And they put them together.
Was that the rule, though, that you would take something else from someone else?
Well, no, but they made it seem like that because...
Yeah, I didn't see it like that in the beginning. Like, well, I just thought shit was just happening just because it had to work in some way.
Well, because that's the only... I'm just telling you what made sense to me when I was watching it, because I'm like, Cheetah took this from Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman took this guy from the world.
Yeah.
Maxwell Lord took the stone.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's taking from something else, but then it doesn't, like you said, it's not that anymore after a while.
Yeah.
It's
just that, like later on when it comes a little more clear what the rule was, it was more so like when you make a wish and it comes true, then you lose something in place of it.
Which doesn't add up with the first half of the movie, because they weren't losing anything for the wishes at first. Only other people.
I don't think we realized it in the beginning. It kind of happened too slowly, because Wonder Woman ended up losing her powers. It wasn't that she got it taken away.
By Cheetah?
Yeah. It was the fact that she made a wish and got dude back, but then she lost her power slowly.
Oh, okay.
And then Cheetah, she got better, she got stronger, whatever, but she lost like her humanity in a way.
Right.
It was the thing that she lost.
Okay, so why did she get... Well, how come she didn't get her humanity back when she made her new wish?
I don't know. Well, maybe she lost something else. I don't know.
You see what I mean? It's just not consistent. It's not even like one of our viewers.
How was she even able to make a second wish, though?
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like, one of our viewers points out monkey's paw, which they point out in the movie, but it's not really a monkey's paw because it's not consistent every time. It's like sometimes you don't really get a fucking downside for that. So I don't know, man. That weird-ass movie. I'm just saying, weird-ass movie. I didn't think it was the worst. Weird ass.
Yeah, like just that one dude though kind of just threw me off, because I'm trying to figure his power out and everything, and then like I was trying to figure like what's a better way to defeat him other than like, because what if like, you know, some supervillains won't give in like that, you know?
And you know, here's something interesting that for the comic fans' perspective, that's not his power at all.
Okay, that was my next question to you too. Like, what is his actual power?
Yeah, and that's also not how Cheetah gets her power, and. You know, Trevor doesn't even come back to life.
I don't even know who Trevor is.
He's the guy she liked in the first movie.
Yeah, I know that. But, like, as far as comics go...
He's like her liaison between Wonder Woman and the government. And she falls in love with him as time goes on.
Okay.
So they're pretty accurate with it.
Okay,
But the thing is, he never comes back to life through a wishing crystal. That's not how Cheetah gets her powers. And that's not Maxwell Lord's power. So I'm like, so why do we have this wishing crystal? Why do we have this wishing crystal? I don't understand. It just confuses everything.
So like, it could have been something totally different with that dude, right?
His power is mind control.
Oh.
Which makes way more sense.
Why couldn't they just...
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, he could have...
The world's already weird with fucking... I don't know what happens in the future with Batman v Superman and all that, but I'm pretty sure it's already weird.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a fucking fish who's a freaking, you know, Aquaman over there, and right? So, like, why couldn't mind control be a thing?
Yeah, it's just weird, man. Because I felt like they went out of their way, because they could have took the easy route and the movie would have been okay. Like, it would have at least been better than what we got. But they went so hard to, like, find some fucking thing to connect everything.
They could have taken some tips from Jessica Jones, right? With the whole mind control thing, right? And how to, like, defeat it and all that.
Yeah. And in the comic, the cool thing about the finale with her and Maxwell Lord is he controls Superman. I'm not saying they had to do Superman, but in the comic, he controls Superman. So his mind control shit's getting out of control. And Wonder Woman has to stop him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm only giving you one choice. He's like, you can kill me, or you can let Superman let me fucking rule the world with Superman. He's like, He's like, and she's being filmed, and the
world's
watching it, right?
Damn.
And what does she do? She has no choice but to snap his fucking neck.
Damn.
On front of live TV, and everyone's like, "What the fuck, Wonder Woman?" Because they don't understand what's going on.
The choices that she had, yeah.
That could have been such a better movie, you know, and maybe. Mm-hmm. And imagine if that's why she went in hiding, and
yeah,
that's
I was
why we
say,
don't know her.
That's what I was gonna say right now too.
I'm focused, guys. We just wrote a better Wonder Woman movie than the one that we actually got. You're welcome. But anyway,
oh man.
Okay, we can leave the ticket spoiler off. Yeah. I think we're done. I think we've covered all the. Any last thing you want to say about it?
I mean, it's still good. It's okay, it could have been tons better. Like you, just by watching it, you can kind of see that. Like it could have been better some other ways. But like I'm not mad at it too much though, because I don't like understand Wonder Woman. I was just glad to get more Wonder Woman, get her to do some more crazy shit, and that's what we got.
Yeah, I just wish her fight scenes could have been better too. Like not enough. She's fighting not a enough, lot of yeah. random guys with guns, and like
that was true too. Yeah, like, that was weird.
She's not Spider-Man. She's not Daredevil. You know what I mean? You're fucking Wonder Woman. You could blow these guys away like nothing. Like what the fuck, man?
Like, yeah, like I kind of forgot how strong she was. She is.
Dude, she's like on Superman level. Yeah, like, it's wild that she looks so weak in this movie.
Yeah, well, that's because she was losing her powers throughout the thing, and she was like slowly learning that.
But even after, you know, like when she got her powers back, she should have been better. Like
yeah,
it, like nothing should have been a problem for her. Like anyway, it's fine. I like I said, I don't hate it. I just don't love it at all.
Yeah.
It could have been way better. That being said, don't forget, guys, we're also available on Stitcher. We're also available on Twitter.
Spotify
for free.
On Focus28 on Twitter.
Email us at collision28.com.
On focuspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, sorry. On focuspodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you want us to talk about. Or just go to collision28.com.
Discord, collision28.com/discord. You can try to communicate, network there, and stuff like that. You can drop messages in there and like drop news things in there too. That'll be cool. It'll make it easier for us to find something, some news and stuff like that. I want to try to get more into Discord and use it more for like that type of stuff. But we're gonna go ahead and get back, or not get back, but we're gonna start some news now.
Okay.
This is the news. The news.
Yeah.
The
news. What? Let's get it.
All right. So, to start off, I was gonna let T start, but T's not here. Where's my news? Oh my god, I lost my news. Hold on. There it is. All right. So, Animal Crossing came out last year, right?
Yes, sir. To a great success, actually.
At the same time, another game came out. The same day, there's two games coming out that day. Animal Crossing New Horizons was one.
At the same damn time?
At the same damn time. Do you know what the other one was?
No, what was it?
Doom. Doom Eternal.
That came out?
At the same day.
Jesus.
Oh, I had a picture of this, too. That was funny. But at the same time, actually, when I was at... like just the day before everything got shut down and everything, I was in GameStop, and there was like promotion, you know, for the two games, right?
Yeah.
And you know how they have those little cardboard stand up things of some of the characters sometimes. Well, there was one there of what's her name, Isabelle, and there was also one right next to her of the Doom dude, the gun guy, right? And then in Isabelle's hand, because she's kind of waving, but they decided to put an empty box of the Doom game in her hand, in Isabelle's hand.
Wow.
It's look hilarious. I took a picture of it, too, and I cannot find it right now.
Ah, that sounds dope.
But yeah, I thought that was hilarious to see, though. And apparently, that was a meme that was going around for a while.
Oh, so they took advantage of that meme.
So yeah, the world, you know, took advantage of that, of the meme of just those two games coming out together, and kind of put this thing saying like, oh, Isabelle and the Doom guy, the Slayer, are like in a relationship and stuff like that. So people took it to a whole new level. And then also, just to kind of show you how crazy it was getting too, this is a video that was out there. Is we got Isabelle, you know, getting thrown up and down by the dude from Doom. And then they see all these, like, rapid, like, zombies about to attack. And then they go ahead and just, like, destroy them together and stuff. So this is just a bit of a meme that everyone's just been going with forever. And someone actually made an actual 3D model, like, video just to kind of, like, make the meme even greater.
And here, oh, shit.
Is there any sound for this? Oh, there is sound. She's talking in Animal Crossing speak too, which is crazy. And then they go, like, the funny thing is, like, I didn't expect her to do anything, but look, she fucking punched that dude and, like, took off his head or something.
She punched his head out. Oh, shit. They did each other's artwork too.
Yeah,
that's funny.
The title of each game, but unlike in the separate, the opposite's artwork. So that was a thing that was happening too. And then for kicks, the Doom Twitter account was just making small references to it once in a while. Not really saying what it was, but just, you know, hinting at it once in a while. And then on New Year's Day, they tweeted this picture. To kind of, I don't know, kind of confirm it in some way. I don't know. Which is, a picture of Isabel and a chibi like size Doom dude, like holding hands, walking through, like, I don't know, a forest or something. But I just thought everyone's kind of going crazy with this and kind of happy to kind of like make the meme kind of real in a way. Like, actually, the official account kind of made this real. So that's just some funny news, and that's pretty much all you're gonna get from me today, because there wasn't really any good news out there.
That's all.
Yeah, no, I have more news. Okay, cool. I mean,
all right, other quick pieces of news. I found these pretty interesting from DC side, right? So the first thing I want to mention real quick is a rumor that supposedly Batman the animated series is having a reboot in talks. Oh, I'm sorry, not a reboot, a continuation in talks.
Which one?
Batman the animated series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with HBO Max. If anyone knows, it's recently been put back onto HBO Max, so you can watch Batman the Animated Series there.
Cool.
But yeah, supposedly because of the success of the viewership on it, that they're talking about maybe starting it up again. For anyone who doesn't know, the creators of it are all still alive and still doing their thing. They've been making Justice League animated movies that are still in that universe for years now.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be too hard to bring it back. But yeah, that's the rumor. Actual news here. Did you hear about the whole... Walter Hamada had given an interview recently. There's a whole like fiasco going on with DC right now with the movies. Their head, their CEO, Walter Hamada, had recently given an interview saying that basically they're going to continue making 3 or 4 DC movies a year. They're going to be coming out 3 or 4 a year, right? And he basically implied that Zack Snyder's movies aren't going to go nowhere even after this Justice League re-release, right?
Okay.
And then he said the studio doesn't really see the story going anywhere. Like, it's like a storytelling cul-de-sac. Like, he said it's not going to go anywhere. And everyone's, like, a little pissed about that, you know? And then I guess someone asked one of the Warner Brothers CEOs this week, you know, who's the true Batman? Who's going to be playing Batman? Because we have, like, 3 casted Batmans right now. And this guy said Michael Keaton. Because, you know, he's going to be Batman in the Flash movie.
That's right.
And then... everyone was up in arms about that too, because, you know, people miss Ben Affleck, and they're like, this almost confirms with Walter Hamada. Like, I know, he wasn't even in that much. But yeah, people fight for him, dude, all the time. It's crazy as Batman. But yeah, Walter Hamada said that, and then that came out, and then I guess the guy who had said that Keaton was the one, he had to go back and take his words back. He's like, I'm not saying he's the only one or he's the main one. He's just going to be the one in the Flash movie.
Mm.
All this bullshit's happening, and people are not happy with Walter Hamada. I think he's doing a good job, honestly. I didn't like the Justice League movie, and I didn't like Batman vs. Superman, so I think it's okay if he doesn't want to do any more of it. You know, the other movies are doing pretty well under him. But the other thing, this is the actual news part, he just got extended his job for the next 2 years. So anyone who was hoping that maybe he would get out and the Zack Snyder movies would start taking over again, nope. He's running DC until the 2023.
Into the ground. I mean, yes.
Out of the ground, kind of looks like. I think Zack Snyder also said he's not going to be doing any more projects for them after this Justice League re-release thing, you know? So,
okay.
So, yeah, so maybe anyone, I know you guys love that whole Snyderverse shit. I hate it, but, you know, I know a lot of people do like it. But you might have to let it go, man. He says no more, and then Hamada says no more, yeah. So.
Tai Chi in chat says, will be interesting if Snyder Cut is well-received.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. If everyone loves it, maybe everyone will change their tune.
Wow.
Which will make Hamada look really bad after saying all that shit he just said about him. So hopefully, I don't even know what to hope for.
I
guess we'll just have to see what happens. Yep. But yeah, keep an eye out for DC movies. AJ, what do you think about the DC movies lately? Have you seen like Birds of Prey and Aquaman and...
Birds of Prey was fun. You know, I saw Suicide Squad. I saw Wonder Woman. That's about it. I haven't seen Aquaman. I haven't seen any Justice League, Batman v Superman, Man of Steel. I saw that. If you want to count that,
you haven't seen anything from the only thing you saw from Walter Hamada's range is Birds of Prey. Then
I guess so. Yeah,
and Wonder Woman too.
And Wonder Woman, yeah. Shazam, nope, haven't seen that either.
Oh, dude, you missed all the best ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he did Aquaman, Shazam, and I thought I was going to hate Aquaman, but I really like Aquaman.
Right.
I think he did Wonder Woman 1, which, you know, that was
pretty
damn good. I like Wonder Woman 1. Okay. All right. My turn? Oh, I'm sorry, your turn?
No, you can go again. I don't have much, so yeah.
Okay, this is just a funny little piece of news. So, I don't know if you remember a movie from the 90s called Steel, featuring Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah, he was kind of like a robot type of thing, no, or something like that.
Well, yeah, he in the comic book, Steel is a guy who makes himself in armor. You know, he's a welder. He makes himself in armor.
Like Iron Man.
Kind of, you know, but like less tech than that. But yeah,
basically, like the original Iron Man.
Less tech than that. But you know, basically, this guy made himself a just an armored suit, and he just fucked shit up with that and the big ass hammer. And you know, they kind of made a movie about it that didn't really do it justice and didn't really stay true to the character. You know, but you know. And everyone always makes fun of it. It's one of the worst superhero movies to be made and shit. But here, coming from the co-creator of the comic character Steel, John John Bogdanov says they were never even once creatively consulted about Steel.
Oh, wow.
Not
that
even
sucks.
Once. So they said, hey, can we do this movie? And they're like, oh, yeah, it sounds good. And like, okay. And they just fucking made it. All right,
peace.
And they just, yeah, peace.
It's like, don't you want to know the origin story? Or
and if anyone's seen the movie?
Rules to follow?
Yeah, right. If anyone has seen the movie, I'm sure you know that that's nothing like the Steel origin story that we get in the actual comics.
Man, I feel like that was a thing back in the day, though. Like, you know, Mario Brothers, you know, they just got a license for the name and then fucking did whatever they wanted with it. Like that was a thing back in the days.
Yeah.
That's why none of those movies were good.
Well, Steel did have a story besides Man of Super, besides Death of Superman. They could have done it, and they just didn't want to. Seems they didn't want to reference any of it. Very, very surprising.
So Steel's a DC character?
Yeah, he's DC.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It was a mistake. Try not to think about it too hard, did you?
Wait, so is that coming back now, or what was the story?
No, it's just the fact that the creators like,
oh, they're just coming back with that story.
Like,
saying,
we never
wow,
got fucking creatively
that's
consulted.
Funny.
Like, don't fucking blame us for that shit. Because like, no one asked us shit. Like, basically. All right, AJ.
That's funny. Some other people coming out with some old shit. I think I had a story like that. I don't know. I have two stories that are somewhat similar. Like, for one, F-Zero, the former producer who is now the Yakuza franchise developer. His name was
Yakuza
okay. Game. Toshihiro Nagoshi. He was like interviewed about some stuff, and they kind of questioned him about F-Zero because he's the original F-Zero GX producer on that, right? Mm-hmm. And they asked him about that, like if he had any plans on making a new one or whatever, and he was saying, putting aside the odds of it happening, he said, I must admit I have a lot of affection for F-Zero GX. If the opportunity were to present itself, I wouldn't mind. And in that case, I like to make it a challenging game. I believe that if Nintendo just wants a racing game that is fun and accessible, they already have Mario Kart for that purpose. So pretty much saying that, you know, he's interested in making a new F-Zero, and he would make it harder if he had the opportunity. But as of right now, it looks like Nintendo is just not interested in any other type of racing games. And as he said, as they end there, like, you know, if Nintendo wants an accessible, fun game, they already have Mario Kart. His game is not going to be accessible and fun. You know, he's gonna make it challenging. He's going to be a difficult type of racer.
You know, that's the cool thing about third-party people taking off more now is, like, they don't have to make it kid-friendly. They can do whatever they want with it, you know?
Yeah, but the thing, though, is, like, that just means that, you know, we're never going to get an F-Zero game unless Nintendo wants to get out of their little fun box of having fun, accessible games.
So I see what you're saying.
It's kind of what I'm getting out of that at the same time, though.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
So. So, I mean, and Nintendo's been on that, and then we're seeing that in Smash, too. At least we saw it in Smash and previous games where they try to dumb things down to make it more accessible so everyone's able to play, and there's no little tech you got to learn. But sometimes that just makes games even more fun, and people sometimes want that. But Mario Kart kind of meets that easiness, and F-Zero doesn't. So, you know, unless Nintendo changes their mind on that, we won't get an F-Zero game. Interesting thing to note.
All right. Other news. I just thought this was kind of interesting. There's a PlayStation 1 game that was in development back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Magic Castle. The game developers pitched it to Sony. Sony said, we'll have you guys on to work on it. Mind you, they pitched them the video of their idea for this game on a VHS. Right? And Sony's like, yeah, we'll let you guys work on it. And, you know, they worked on it and did some work on it and didn't get to finish it. And they were like, you know, we're not going to focus on this game. We have other games we want to make. We want to make our own games. Well, the creators of this game stood strong and kept with this game. His name is Pirowo, if you want to find him. Pirowo. And he continued development of this game.
Cool.
And it's finished.
Finally. Well, it's been like 20, 30 years now, right?
Yeah. It's funny because it's still made for PlayStation 1.
Wow.
And
that's
cool. He fucking fought for it and he fucking made it and it's just now done. I'm going to post a link on both our feed here and maybe even on our website. But yeah, the game is available for download now.
We
so if you want to play, it's an RPG. It's
we
called
put
Magic
links
Castle.
In the descriptions. So both the podcast and the YouTube video can have description links in there.
Oh, there you go.
There, that's where you want to put them.
There you go. I'll shoot it so you guys can get it if you want. But I'm like, man, what fortitude. They were like, fuck that. We're making it. Mm. This is for PS1, bro. Like, and the graphics are still PS1 looking and shit.
I've heard of some stuff like that. Like, was it the Sega Genesis? That someone was still like making a game out there for the Sega Genesis that came out like in the last couple of years. Yeah.
That's funny.
So it was something like that, yeah. Actually, right now, Orange Lounge Radio, another podcast I always listen to, Loki over there, he's been trying to make a game for years now. He keeps saying, I'm making a game, and he's making something, and it just doesn't work out for him, and he's kind of like gives up over time or just doesn't amount to anything. Mm-hmm. But what he actually just did a game. He's actually almost done with it, finally, right? It's based off another game, though, which made it a little bit easier. But he's also going to make it available to work on NES and a Nintendo Entertainment System.
What?
Yeah, he said he found someone that sells a bunch of blank cartridges, and he has the hardware to flash those cartridges so that he can make the game on an actual cartridge that you can play on your actual Nintendo system. So, yeah, people can still do that. I mean, now that they're older, there's not too much like laws to go around, I suppose, or yeah. You don't have to go through Nintendo per se for it, I guess.
Yeah, you can find some third party way to do it.
Yeah.
All right, AJ, you ready for this, man?
There are indie Dreamcast developers, says Tai Chi, which I've also heard licensing issues. Yeah, it's a thing you got to worry about sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's this?
Rubik's Cube, the movie.
The movie, no.
It's going into development. It's real.
This is a documentary. It's a cool Rubik's Cube documentary on Netflix.
Oh,
guys.
No, AJ. You're getting a movie. No. You're getting a movie with a fucking story about the cubes. you're probably going to hate it, but you're getting it, bro. The movie is in development right now. It's going to
be directed by Seth Rogen.
It's going to feature an array of squares that can be spun around to show the appropriate colors of all together. All together on each side is in the works. Yeah, so I'm like, it's just basically a Rubik's Cube.
I'm just saying, if I see like a corner piece that is both yellow and white on it, I'm gonna be mad.
You can be imagine
because those don't meet.
You imagine they do it on purpose just to fuck with you? Like, yeah, apparently it's gonna be developed, produced by Hyde Park Entertainment Group, which I don't really know much about them. I don't know what they've done, and they're gonna be funded by a group called Endeavor Content. I don't really know what this is gonna be about. The term speed cubing is being thrown around at this
point.
I don't know what that means. I'm sure AJ knows what that means.
Oh, shit.
They said...
Speed cubing are the people that can solve a Rubik's Cube in like 10 seconds. And that's just the art, is like fucking just being able to solve that shit in 10 seconds from any type of state.
Okay, so you know... I don't know. Apparently that's a big theme of the movie.
Speed cubing.
They said, I've had a personal and nostalgic connection to the Rubik's Cube from my early days in India. Well, I guess it's an Indian producer. His name is Ashok...
I think you said it right.
Amritraj. There you go. Ashok Amritraj. Oh, I think I said it right.
Damn.
Provided. So he said, I'm thrilled to partner with Endeavor Continent and Rubik's Cube / Smiley Company and look forward to creating a wonderful and complex Rubik's universe. I don't know what any of this means. Is it going to be a Rubik's universe? What does this mean?
I don't know. They made an emoji movie a while back, a couple years ago, right? And then there was a...
Don't get worse than that.
Wasn't there some type of other video game thing that came out a couple years ago? What was that, like Pac-Man or Space Invader or some shit like that? Yeah.
I don't know. All right, well, let me know when it's out. Do you really want to know when it's out?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you if you want to know.
Angry Bird. Angry Birds kind of made sense, though. There's a story there.
Yeah, there is a story there. I'm not that mad about Angry Birds. Yeah, Rubik's Cube the movie, AJ. You better get hype, bro.
Yeah, like, what kind of... There's no story with the Rubik's Cube unless you go into, like, the history of how it was made out of wood back in the day and shit like that. And I think the original creator of the Rubik's Cube made it and didn't even know how to solve it after he, like, figured out, like, I just made a cube I can't solve.
He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of humans doing more than they understand, right? All right, anything else I want to mention real quick?
There's a Tetris movie. I'm pretty sure I heard of that too. Like, how are you going to make a movie out of that?
I think it's bad though, isn't it?
The Tetris? I think they're making one. I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, okay. There's some movie. There's a movie about Space Invaders. That's what it is. Yeah, and that's bad, I heard.
I don't know. There's something. Pixels. There's a movie called Pixels, right? That has like all types of little video game characters in there or some shit. I don't know.
Yes. All right. Other quick piece of news. Picture for it. Did you know this year was Kenshin's 25th anniversary?
Whoa.
Yeah, there's going to be an art exhibit in Japan as well for it, too. Yeah, it's going to be at the Tokyo Dome City, the Tokyo Dome City Gallery. It's going to be open from January 22nd to March 7th. And there they will also have the original paper where the motherfucker drew Kenshin giving Toss his reverse blade sword by Shaco Arai.
What?
Like, they got, like, stuff of it right here. You can see it here, but like, you're gonna actually see the first thing he said. This is the first thing he ever drew to make him think of the idea of Kenshin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he said it was just like a one page thing about a guy who was like, I'm done killing, and this other guy's like, hey, you should still fight, like, and he threw him the fucking so that's in the fucking art exhibit,
which we've seen that scene in was it Reflection or Trust and Betrayal, one of those, right?
One of them, yeah. One of them definitely
the
shows that moment.
Showed that moment, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think we ever saw that moment in the anime.
No, we do actually. When he finally saves the baby, and they flash back for a quick moment. They don't really like show it in detail, but they just show that Kenshin was leaving. He's like, hey, and he fucking throws him that sword. Remember? Mm-hmm. And he catches it, and he's like, he's like, use that and then tell me if you really believe in not killing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was a scene in the anime, yeah.
And that was pretty cool. I was like, I like that shit. But yeah, man, it's the anniversary. That's also why we're getting that dual movie this year.
Ah,
I didn't realize that.
That makes sense.
There's also some figures coming out from, oh my God, who are they called? Oh, man, I'm fucking up now.
Maybe Wax will tell us.
You know what? Maybe he will. Maybe I'll look it up and I'll say it later.
We can only hope.
Yeah, if he doesn't say
Figma?
It.
Figma? Figma sounds familiar.
That's right. Yeah, Figma. That's right, Figma. Yeah. Figma's doing Kenshin figures, and they look pretty badass. We'll see if Wags talks about them.
I want one.
Figurama. Sorry. Figurama is what they're called.
Mm.
Figurama. But yeah, Kenshin.
Maybe Figma is a shortened version of Figurama.
I could see that. Yeah, I could see people thinking they're cool saying that shit. Anyway, Kenshin's 25th anniversary. Anyone who's a fan, you should respect it and honor it. Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, we can look right there and find out on the picture you gave us.
Yeah. But keep your eyes open for more Kenshin stuff. I'm sure there's going to be more. You know, I'm doing a Slayers review right now, but I'm going to be doing... maybe we should do a Kenshin review next. Just for the 25th anniversary. I'm going to find out what month he put it out in and do it in the same month he put it out.
You know what's funny, though?
What's that?
Speaking of anniversaries and you talking about Slayers right now... This year is the 30th anniversary for Slayers.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and then there is a magazine in Japan that actually put out this different artwork and stuff like that on their magazine cover. I don't think this is it. Did I lose it?
Oh, shit. That was them in the background, like all artsy versions of them, huh?
Yeah,
they
kind
of is. The gallery... Zelgadis, Amelia.
Like a big ass like golem.
He's like a big golem. Like, it's like artsy versions of them.
That's crazy.
And gallery... Oh, look, Sophia's there too. She's wearing glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
She looks like Hinata. Like,
that'd be cool.
Oh, they reimagined them. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Gallery look more pretty boy, badass swordsman, like Martha or something. Huh?
Oh, there is a different picture, but I don't have it here. Oh, these are cool.
Whoa, I want... Zelos! Yo, I want that Zelos.
Was this it? No, this is it. This is not it either.
I was so sad.
This is some artwork, too.
I was so sad reviewing the Slayers and like that I couldn't talk about Zelos.
I know, right?
I was like, man, the fucker ain't there yet.
But yeah, but Slayers is celebrating their 30th anniversary and stuff, so I thought that was cool to kind of bring up right now.
Yeah, that's badass, dude. Fucking Lena's rocking out.
So yeah, it's been 30 years. Oh, they have the link to inverse.org here, which actually still works.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
I love inverse.org. Oh, I think I showed it to you. That's right. You know about that.
I know about inverse.org. Yeah. I actually go back to it once in a while.
It's so good, dude.
See if they update it by any chance.
They have more information there than anywhere else does about Slayers. It's
yeah.
Cool. Man, I should tag them in my fucking video at the end. So I'm like.
Maybe.
Anyway, Yeah, man. Do you think this will lead to a new Slayers project this year?
I kind of hope so. Like 30, I mean, something. I mean, that's what Yu-Yu did, right?
Yeah.
And they got like a little...
We got two episodes.
Something, right? Right.
Two new episodes, which so, you and I still have not watched. We're fucking up. So that'd we're be almost cool. You know, we're almost a year late on those two episodes, right?
It's okay. I'll be there, right?
That's true. Yeah, but yeah, Slayers. Bam, 30-year anniversary. Older than Kenshin.
I know, which is crazy, right?
I didn't expect that.
They're 5 years apart.
Damn, son. All right, other news from me?
Damn it, I don't have the other picture I wanted, but anyways.
This isn't much... There's not much to say about this, but Vans is doing a new crossover. I know I talk about these every time because they're just so fucking cool, man. Vans has a new crossover with guess who? Where's Waldo?
Oh, what?
Of all things. So there's some new Vans shoes with all the style of Waldo and his friends and shit like that.
Yo, is Waldo actually hidden on the shoe somewhere?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's on both shoes.
But then again, people looking at your shoes all day and like, bro, I gotta leave.
I gotta go, man. I don't have time for this shit.
I think he's right there, all right? I'm sorry. I gotta go.
I think in one of the pairs of shoes, he's very obviously there.
Uh-huh.
And in another pair, you have to look for him.
That's crazy.
Like, they you know, like, is he look, in this one, look.
He's covering his face right there in the front.
Yeah. But in this one, I think, like, you can't see him. You have to actually look for him.
Like, is he on the left shoe or the right shoe? I don't know.
And then there's also a pair that mimics his clothing. They always do something like that. It's, like, red and white stripes. I don't know what's up with this black and yellow one, but in the checkers, yellow, they have little pictures of Waldo's face and other characters.
Okay, just like a Van style, but with just an...
A little touch of Waldo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a cool little interesting thing. I used to be a fan of Where's Waldo when I was a kid. I remember eventually they made a Where's Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I loved it. I still have that book somewhere.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's how I learned about most of the Marvel superheroes, because they just filled it with characters. And
oh,
I was like,
Who the fuck is this?
That's how I found out about most of them. I started looking them up. Like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, I thought this is Beast from X-Men. It's not Beast. Who is this? You know, like.
That's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, Where's Waldo, guys? Whole new line of shit for them. What else can I mention briefly? Oh, one other quick piece of news to mention. There was a video interview by someone in Chloe Zhao earlier this week. If anyone doesn't know who Chloe Zhao is, she is the director of the Eternals movie coming out. And, yeah, it's Marvel's next big ensemble movie of their next big team. And she revealed that she's also written that movie. She's not just the director. She's the writer, too. She said she wrote the whole story. She said she read her Jack Kirby. She read her Neil Gaiman. So she knows about the fucking Eternals, and she knew where to go with the story.
That's cool.
I'm like, that's badass. I was like, damn, this chick's not fucking around. Like, I like that.
I like to hear that shit, too. Because then you know the movie's actually going to be good and follow the freaking, like, story. And that's cool.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about some of the gender flops, switches and shit. Like, because you're like, she's probably doing it for a reason. She knows what's up.
Tai Chi says her current movie is getting Oscar buzz.
Yeah, I've heard it's good. I haven't seen it, but I heard it's good.
What is it?
I don't remember what it's called, but I've just been hearing like her first, because whatever movie that is that she does have out right now, like that's her first movie or something.
Mm.
And people like it, and that's why people are excited for Eternals. Mm. Yeah, I'm surprised, man. I'm down though. Let's see what's up.
Yeah.
AJ, you got some news for us?
Yeah. So you want to just kill news
actually,
right
now? Wait, should we just wait?
We can just kill news. And then
I have too much to kill news.
Do Wags thing, and then do the predictions.
I have too much to kill news, I think. Hold on.
I got two more. You want to go for your next one, then?
Okay, okay, fine. We'll do it as you say. That's fine. All right. Other news for Marvel, since I'm at it. Chris Pratt has confirmed his involvement in Thor Love and Thunder. That shit's fucking happening.
So they're actually a thing. So as Guardians of the Galaxy is a thing, then huh?
I guess Thor's gonna make it a thing. I feel like it might just be the intro where they kick Thor off the fucking ship.
Probably, that's what I'm thinking too. Like he'd be there for like a quick minute.
And then, oh, sorry, and they just fucking take off.
I can see that happening.
That should be pretty cool.
Or like they go to some planet like looking for stuff. They're like, hey, let's just ditch him right now.
Right.
I can see that happening.
Other things. So at Super Nintendo World, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is two things. One is a rumor, one is a fact.
Okay.
The rumor is that supposedly there's going to be a Donkey Kong ride.
What?
And that they're working on that shit right
now. I heard a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, supposedly they're working on, and it's not just Donkey Kong, it's Donkey Kong Country. With the whole fucking cast, I heard. That's the rumor.
Is Rare cool with that?
I don't know. I think they own the rights over Donkey Kong Country. Because I think they're Nintendo games that they made with Rare. So I think they're probably fine with that. I would really love to see a fucking Donkey Kong ride. I feel like that'd be a lot of fun. I would very be hyped for that. The other thing, this one's fact, Pikmin have been spotted at Super Nintendo World.
Whoa.
So I don't know if that means there's a ride or an attraction that we've not been made privy to, or if they're working on something.
Or maybe it's just like that, just like peppered throughout the park, you know, just...
That'd be a weird move, because it seems so Mario-oriented.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could be. You could. I'm not saying you're wrong. But I would rather have a Pikmin ride or an attraction. I think that'd be pretty badass, but who knows what they're going to do.
I don't know about all that. Like, unless they're doing a whole, like, Mario theme park that wasn't part of Universal, then yeah, for sure. But this is just a small part of Universal that's like, nah, let's not spend resources on that. Like, just give me more, just do more Mario shit.
Well, that's how Toontown started, too. It was only, like, one or two rides, and then it became a whole fucking town. You know, so I feel like that could happen.
That's still, that's Disney. That's Disney doing Disney shit, though.
That's not that different. It's the same idea.
No, this is Universal doing Nintendo, like.
No, I'm saying, like, if Nintendo, if, you know, like I said, Disney started off with just two rides, and then it became, and people liked it so much, it became fucking Toontown. Mm. Like, so I'm like, I don't see why that can't happen here. Like, if people like the little Mario world they had, and they just.
Expand it.
Yeah, keep expanding, because they have a lot of property behind it, too. Yeah. They just chose not to use it for whatever reason.
Well, there's kind of a street back there.
Fair enough. That's a little problem. A small problem.
Small problem. It was block traffic, reroute it some other way.
But I don't know. The fact that Pikmin have been spotted there in some capacity tells me, I feel like they're going to go bigger. Like, they're just starting it off here to test the water, and this is blowing to the whole Nintendo thing. I feel like they'd be...
We'll see. Every time I think of Universal, though, I just think of it being so cramped, because that's what Hollywood Universal is like. It's like, it's small. They don't have, they're on a hill, so you can't really go too far without running into some problems and all that.
Well, it's like, not, it's not like that in Japan and in Florida. Like, that's here, you know?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's why I like, that's why I'm not like thinking it's going to go that way, but maybe there is something to it. Maybe they do have room in the other parks, but anytime I think Universal, it's like, yeah, they got to get rid of something else. Just put that there.
Facts.
Yeah, just like they got rid of the, what the, was it the Gibson Theater or some shit like that? To fucking put the Hogwarts there?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was so mad they got rid of Marvel Mania so they could make whatever the fuck they made. Yeah. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, they dropped some rides just to put new rides there to replace it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
That's true.
Like
we
that.
Got rid of E.T. to put fucking the mummy there. I'm yeah. Like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. I love
like,
E.T.
Really, E.T.? Peter Pan's still kicking. Why you gotta get rid of E.T.?
Right? Other quick pieces of news. PS4 production will be ending in Japan very shortly. I think
Whoa,
in the next month.
Already, huh?
Yeah, they're fucking going full steam with the 5.
Crazy.
I'm glad I got a 4 before all that shit happened, so that's cool. But yeah, so if you want a 4 for whatever reason, you better fucking get on it, because
well, there better be more PS5 games coming out first before they start doing all that.
I guess not. They're already talking about ending the production. So I
wow.
I think they're trying to corner people. It sucks. AJ.
Oh, not me. Okay.
You got 2, right?
Yep. So Nintendo. Speaking of Nintendo. Apparently, they're about to acquire Next Level, a game developer. And these are the same developers that are behind such Mario games as Super Mario Strikers for GameCube, Mario Strikers Charge, Punch-Out for Wii, Luigi's Mansion mainly, Dark Moon, and Metroid Prime, Federation Force on the 3DS, and Luigi's Mansion 3 for the Switch. So that's what Next Level Game has done with Nintendo. So I guess it is a good idea that they're going ahead and just straight out acquire them, because those are all some... pretty good games there. And hopefully this will lead them to do more games that are like that in that realm, where it's more, I don't know, something about those games sound like a little more dark, but also a little more of a world that's just more, I don't know, just more, you know?
Yeah.
So, so yeah, let's see what happens with that. It sounds like a cool acquisition there. I don't think it's finalized yet. I think it's like in March or something that we'll find out if it's finalized or not. But that's what's going on there with them.
Okay. Other quick pieces of news to mention. Avatar The Last Airbender will be having a reunion in 2021. This information came via, Dante Bosco.
Oh, wow, Zuko.
Yeah, Zuko on his Twitter.
Rufio.
Rufio. So he pointed out that, he's like, I kind of blew up this year because of the whole Netflix Avatar thing. He's like, but I owe everything to Netflix and also to Avatar, because like it's such a good thing that it withstands through time. He's like, but just to give people something to be excited about for next year, we are having a reunion for Avatar The Last Airbender. You can check his Twitter to get the link in the bio. I didn't see any details in it when I clicked it, but he just said it was going to happen. It is going to be happening, and they got everybody back.
That's cool.
Obviously, besides Iroh. But yeah, it's happening.
True.
And I'm fucking hyped. I'm down for a fucking Avatar. I wonder if they're going to use this for Netflix to springboard their live action show, too.
Oh, that'd be cool if, like, at the end of it, they fucking announce, okay, here's our trailer.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
I'd be down with that. I'm sure the creators
will. I'll be down to see it, and then we'll judge afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know it's funny, too. I just came across a video with Jesse Flowers, who's Toph's voice actor. Voice actress. Mm-hmm. I think she's older now, so she doesn't sound like Toph anymore, at least to me. But they're doing on some YouTube channel, they're doing quotes from Avatar and asking her, like, who said it, like, you know, what Avatar character said this phrase from Avatar, The Last Airbender. And she was getting most of them right, so was I.
That's funny.
But there was a few that she wasn't getting, and I was waiting for them to give her a Toph line, but they haven't done it yet. I only got halfway through the video though, so maybe I'll watch more of it later.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
You have one more, right?
I do got one
more. I have one more, too. Go ahead.
Oh, sweet. So sometimes I like to give you guys just this funny, weird story, right, about weird things that are happening. Recently, we talked about a rapping robot that can freestyle, right? Well, now, AI, someone else has been working on some weird shit, and there's a whole list of things that they've done with this, but someone got an AI to listen to, like, a small clip of a track by a certain artist, and then have that AI reproduce their own track that sounds similar to it, like a very similar style. And on doing that, they actually came out with this. Now, who does this sound like to you? Like, if you had to guess a band of some sort, I'll give you a hint, maybe kind of old.
Like Beatles? Or...
Yes, this sounds like Beatles to you, right?
Yeah.
That's the point. This was actually made off a Beatles song. This AI was told to listen to this and make up your own shit based off the Beatles, and this is what the AI came out with this. If you listen closely, though, there's no actual words in there.
Well, that's fucking creepy.
Right?
Wow. What?
And just to skip around, here's like another track the AI made just by listening to some Beatles.
Sounds really good.
Right? It sounds good, right? So I thought this shit was crazy. I kind of dug a little bit deeper into some other shit they did, and I came across, and then they started doing their own shit afterwards. Based off that little clip I just played you, that was a little bit longer, the AI came out with this. Even has its own little fucking drop and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Whoa, that's creepy.
Right?
Yo, oh, it feels like a Gorilla song, too, like from the first, which is scarier.
Yeah.
It sounds like something from the older album.
Yeah. And that was just based off a little bit of Feel Good Inc.
That's kind of terrifying.
And then they did it again and got a different sound. This is another sound they got off of the same clip. And it's redid it again. I guess the AI just did something different this time and got this. Which is a completely different feel.
It still feels like them in a weird way.
Right?
Damn, that's weird.
And there's another one they did. It just sounds like really like... And what's even funnier is that there's like no actual like lyrics in it. And there's some people going through those comments trying to, like, make sense of the lyrics and stuff, which is fucking hilarious.
Jesus.
Another one that fucking blew my mind that was creepy, too. What was it? I think it was Linkin Park that I saw up here, too. Like, was it One Step Closer or something like that? I don't know. But if you go check out, this is called Broccaloo. Broccaloo. If you're into weird shit like this, go check them out. They have a bunch of videos here that they have an AI just listen to a clip of a song and just create their own shit. And a lot of it, some of it sounds really cool too, which is really weird.
That is weird that it sounds so good and so similar.
Yeah. And then actually it reminds me of listening to songs in The Sims, because The Sims actually has their own language. What's it called? Like Simlish or something like that. So I feel like this could be some shit in that game, which maybe they should look into that.
All right.
But yeah, there's some weird music stuff for you there.
Okay. Last piece of news for me. A Pokemon card went on auction at Heritage, Heritage Auctions.
Mm-hmm.
This Pokemon card is a first edition Shadowless Charizard.
Whoa, so it's like some type of misprint, huh?
Yep.
At a first edition at that.
No shadow,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
It climbed up to $97,500 with 9 days left.
Damn.
By the last day, you know what it sold for? It sold actually to someone famous. Logan Paul. Have you heard of him?
Oh, my God. No.
Sold to someone famous. Logan Paul. And it sold.
Why?
For $150,000. A shadowless.
Do you know who Logan Paul is?
I know about him. He's a YouTube personality.
He's a YouTuber. Yeah. He's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I've heard about him.
There's Logan and Jake Paul. There's two of them. One's older, one's younger. The younger one's been doing more stupid shit, but the older one got famous for doing stupid shit. Like, the first time I heard his name was when he went to Japan. Apparently, there's a forest in Japan where people go to commit suicide.
Oh, that guy's connected to Logan Paul?
He's one of the Logans, yeah. I'm not sure if that was Jake or
I don't think that was...
Or Logan.
Okay. But, he's a piece of shit, so that is the one. Logan Paul, probably. Yeah, well, he has it.
That's funny.
Let's see. I don't know anything else to say.
Wow.
The demand is so high. Yeah, he's got it. So
now he can go and
eat it or something.
No, yeah, or that. Yeah, actually, he can go make a YouTube video on it and make his money back in some way. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably just by having it on display, isn't it?
Yeah. He also did a boxing match with KSI. KSI is some other dude who's a YouTuber, and then they got into some words and had some boxing match a couple of years ago. Where they tied, yeah. And then I think they rematched later on. I forgot who won that, though.
Mm.
Yeah. And then that's where I found out about all that beef YouTube rapper ship that I was listening to like a year or two ago.
Yeah,
a lot of that came from
right.
that, too,
that's
from
right.
KSI and all that. And I found Quadeca. So that's how I learned about him is kind of through all that in a weird way. But that's crazy that he ended up getting this.
Oh, no,
my God. At an auction. That's weird.
He wasn't fucking around. All right, with that being said, that's all the news for Unfocus. Usually we would go into Unfocus Weeks, but instead we're going to hit you with a little bit of toy roundup right now.
Yeah, let's go and do that. Let's see what Wags has to tell us this week.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I have some wonderful news. There are now two versions of the toy roundup.
What?
There is this version that I submit to you guys, and there's another version that I'll have on my YouTube channel. Yeah,
what?
I started a YouTube channel. Well, it's existed, but I revamped it. If you enjoy my tangents, I'd say check out the one on my YouTube channel. I've been, in such a hurry today, so I'm just going to eat. While I talk, hope you guys don't mind. So, first piece of news. For lovers of Furikuli, because I know there's so many of us left, Sentinel is releasing an updated version of their Furikuli Kanti figure. We've talked about Sentinel before on the channel. They're the ones that did the whole line of Marvel Iron Man what-if armors, the Captain America one. And there are two versions
Classic.
Of this Kanti bot. There's blue and red because, he turned into both colors during the anime. It is slightly over 7 inches tall. It's made of a combination of plastics and die-cast. With a cloth cape, because he does wear a cloth cape in the anime. Well, here's the rundown of what the accessories are with each version, because they're just slightly different. The blue version has a poncho, goggles, mask, and a shotgun, along with 7 alternate hands. So the extra head, the broken head that he had. Blue version retails for $49.99. Oof. It's on pre-order right now, and it'll be out in June of this year. The red version... Yes, Grim Doctor, red version. The red version, which I like a bit more, has, again, 7 alternate hands, the same poncho, and a bass guitar. Also, a half-broken head again, so 2 heads. And this one actually retails for $119.99. Still very expensive, but cheaper than the blue version. Why? Is it cheaper? $30 more for goggles and bandana? Seems weird. Also releasing June 2021. Very expensive though. I loved that series. I watched it on Adult Swim when it came out. Oh my gosh, pillows. Love the pillows. The ending theme was one of my favorites. That was one of the few ending themes I actually looked forward to watching. I liked watching the little Vespa on its little adventure driving around the city.
Oh,
who
that
here
what it
went
is?
Out and downloaded the album illegally? Not me. I got it through legal means. Through AJ's computer.
Which is through me, which is illegal.
Christmas is all over now, and we're all reeling from the hole in our wallets that December has put there. Hasbro's not done with you yet. Transformers Kingdom has released early.
What?
Viewers have a release date of March 2021, but Target has released it early, and they've been popping up all over the country, Ohio, California, and other places. And it's already selling out everywhere, super fast. eBay listings have been popping up like crazy at triple or quadruple the price. Damn. I saw an Optimus Primal for no joke, $120 for a $30 figure.
Wow.
And it's just a regular retail figure that's still available. Check your local Target. Try to get your hands on one of these amazing figures.
They've been shelf empty. Next piece of news we have.
Reaction has the license for Mars Attacks now. If you are not familiar with Reaction, that's that line of figures that has those simple five joints and the back
Mars Attacks?
Very reminiscent of old action figures like Star Wars.
Was
the line consists of three figures, two aliens, and a guy with his flesh burning off.
She was talking to me about it yesterday. They're 3.75 inches
tall. That's funny.
Or was that
one comes with a dying dog,
yesterday,
and one comes with a gun.
They have dying
different
dog.
Faces, but the exact same body.
That's what Carla was watching.
And then the burning guy has his flesh peeling off, and he has a horrified look on his face.
With her.
The scale is a little weird, or the shape of the body is a bit weird. I feel like they could have done better. I think they're a little too tall. So they're priced at $18 now. I don't understand why. These are very simple figures.
I know,
when
right?
When Reaction first started putting this line of figures out, they're about, I'd say, $9.99, $11.99, depending where you go. So they've almost doubled in price, and there's no reason for it.
Licensing?
And I don't see a reason for it. It just sounds like greed to me at this point. Almost $20 for a figure the size of a... Almost $20 for a 4-inch figure with no articulation? Every figure that's about $20 is about 6 to 7 inches tall and has a ton of joints. It's not like there's a lot of detail that goes into these figures. It's very simplified. I understand that the lack of detail in the articulation is part of the charm of this line, but at least pack it with more accessories.
Damn.
So it feels like I'm not getting ripped off.
Telling
Koto Bukuya, which I think I'm pronouncing wrong, is re-releasing one of their older statues, an updated version of their Bishoujo Poison Ivy. This new version has a more villainous face to it. Like, she's kind of
talking
scowling.
About statues.
Not really scowling, but she has like this evil grin to her. And her skin tone is different. It's green now as opposed
cool.
to flesh colored. And the plant that she has in the back is more of a poison colored to it.
Purple.
This is over 7.5 inches tall. It's priced at $124.99. Ouch. And it's going to be releasing in July 2021. So here are some comparison images of the two. This is the new version with the kind of villainous scowl and the skin tone and the poison plant. This is the original version with a more gentle looking face.
Oh yeah, the skin tone.
And flesh colors and flesh
cool.
tone and the regular plant. Last piece of news I'll touch on. I talked about this before, how Figuarts is, hey, they're working hammers outside. Figuarts is releasing a bunch of new Dragon Ball figures, one of them being a new version of the Super Saiyan Goku figure using the 2.0 body. Pre-orders are out for it now. It is priced at a really solid $37. Very good price, I think. Very, very good, especially for the figure arts line. And it comes with a few alternate hands.
It's very
and three
articulated.
Faces. Two of them angry, one with the mouth open, and then one really weird, goofy face that I don't think a lot of people are pleased with.
Oh,
but
I
hey,
know what that one is.
I forgot I had this. I haven't taken a single bite. Oh.
What is it?
It smells kind of old, dude. You want to? How long has it been in the fridge for?
That's his cat.
Yeah. He interrupted earlier, too. What the fuck?
Doc?
I'm back. I'm back, William. I'm back from the future.
Gigawatt?
Whatever you do, don't eat that. It'll give you terrible diarrhea.
Don't eat this. Okay, got it. Is there anything else you could tell me about the future? Am I going to be a success? Am I going to buy a house? Am I going to die young?
I'm sorry. You know I can't answer that. It'll disrupt the space-time continuum.
Right. Time-space continuum. Completely understand. Well, how are you going to travel through time? There's not enough space in my room to travel 88 miles an hour.
Roads? Where I'm going, I don't need roads. I live across the hall from you, so I'll walk.
So that was a very dumb way to tell you that Gigawatt from the Transformers Collaborative line is now available. Thanks for having me on, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to check out my new YouTube channel.
Dude,
have a good one, guys.
The hell is the flux capacitor, the source of all time travel, here on my chest?
Yo, I don't even know why he fucks with us. He should just have his own YouTube thing. He would take off.
No, he does now.
I heard, I'm like, I don't even know why he deals with us at all. Like, you make your own shit, you would fucking take off.
See, like, skits like that, though, because I know I worked with Will to do some other video shit, and he gets carried away with skits like that. Like, really carried away sometimes.
You gotta know where to cut him off, huh?
Yeah, okay. I have to cut him off a lot sometimes. So if you want some more crazy, random shit like that, that's entertaining, but can kind of go on sometimes.
I should consult him on my reviews. Then maybe he can help me make my reviews a little bit more fun.
Yeah, maybe he can spice it up, right? But yeah, maybe go check out that channel.
What's his channel called? Did he say?
I don't know. I'm not sure if he
said it. Whoa, you didn't say it. I didn't hear it.
He said it, I didn't catch it.
No, he didn't, because I was waiting to hear it. He just said I have my own YouTube channel.
Yeah, no, he said it in the beginning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he said it again right now at the end.
Oh, fuck. I missed out.
And he definitely didn't say it at the end.
Fuck.
But if he said it in
the
beginning,
can you just play
the
beginning? Because I want to fucking plug it for him.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I have some wonderful news. There are now two versions of the Toy Roundup. There is this version that I submit to you guys, and there's another version that I'll have on my YouTube channel. Yeah, I started a YouTube channel.
What's it called?
Well, it's existed, but I revamped it. If you enjoy my tangents, I'd say check out the one on my YouTube channel. I've been like in such a hurry today, so I'm just going to eat.
Did that even say? Fail. Can't even promote yourself correctly. What is
Wags? I think I need to be your coach or your producer.
It's like, hey, guys, I'm having a party. Just come over. Jesus. It's at my house, all right?
Yeah.
All right, peace out.
I'm not going to tell you where it is, but it's at my house. Yeah. You call me as an answer. Jesus. We're going to talk later, Wags. I'm going to help you out.
Yeah, we'll get you that link, guys, later on.
But check on collision28.com. Hopefully I can remember to...
Yeah, maybe I'll put a link up there somewhere. I'll put it on our Twitter. Check the description in the podcast and then the YouTube comments. Or
Jesus
not YouTube,
Christ.
Yeah, and you'll get it like that. Otherwise, we're in the dark. We're on the same page as you guys now, guys.
Sorry. You think we'd know more, but, yeah. All right. Well, with that said, we're going to we do this thing every year.
We started to do this thing every year.
Yeah, I think it's been a couple years now, right? AJ's idea.
I think this is like the second or third year we're doing this now.
Great idea, AJ. It's a little prediction game where we see what we predicted. Mm-hmm. From the previous year and what we're predicting this year.
Yeah, so I went ahead and made a video to kind of do that. So as I rewind back through time to kind of like describe this to you real quick. Last year we made some predictions, kind of guessing on what's going to happen in this nerd world we're all living right now. Movies, Marvel stuff, games, whatever, right? We try to pick out just a few, whatever we could think of, and just kind of predict what's going to happen with it. And now we're going to reveal what we said last year to see if we were correct. And then right after this, we'll go ahead and make some new predictions to see if we can guess what's going to happen this year. And then we'll talk about it again next year.
Sounds good.
Around the same time, beginning of January. And just to skip ahead, because this rewinding thing took forever.
I like that, though. It's a cool little effect in the
background.
So,
2020 predictions.
That's pretty dope.
All right, here's where it starts. Actually, is there any volume on this?
We will make it volume.
We will make it volume. I like that. I like
that. So, some 2020 predictions. Animal Crossing.
Failed English.
Which is coming out in
March. Cannot hear it. So,
I can't hear shit.
Me neither. I knew this was going to be an issue. I knew I should have figured this out before. I got this far.
You know about this?
Maybe this is going to work. All right, let's try that now.
So, my prediction is that it's going to be the best selling Animal Crossing just based off the sales that it does in its first week.
I think we're going to see if that was right.
So, Animal Crossing, my prediction last year was that, and that's my only prediction. I made more later on, but I couldn't remember them. But yes, I was correct. Animal Crossing New Horizons, this new one, it was the best-selling Animal Crossing game of its time. What else did I say about that? I gave reasons.
Silver
Surfer. Oh, my bad. That's you talking about shit. So yeah, actually, when I looked it up on Wikipedia and shit, and apparently New Horizons sold over 1.88 million copies at launch in Japan, breaking records held by Sword and Shield for Switch, as far as Switch games go. The game sold...
26 million copies.
As of right now, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty fucking high. 26 million is a lot.
Within its first week, it sold over 700,000, selling more than Animal Crossing New Leaf did in its first week. And then as of April 26, 2020, game had sold more than 3 million copies in Japan. So yeah, pretty much I was correct. But I feel like, unfortunately, that was due to some pandemic thing that was going on at the time. And possibly still going on. So I think that definitely contributed to how much this game sold, because I think everyone knew if we're all going to be stuck at home, we need a game that we could just play daily keep us busy. And Animal Crossing definitely was that game.
That's right.
And I think that's why it sold so much. And on top of that, people were casting it and stuff like that. People were seeing it, having fun with it.
Extra promotion.
And
free
getting more promotion. That game just continued to sell. I think even just this week, it also was still like a number one game in Europe somewhere as this week in 2021. So I would say yes. I'll take that prediction.
I think you're right about
that. I got
that
one right for sure. It was definitely the best selling Animal Crossing game of all the Animal Crossing games.
What else we got?
I think we're going to see Silver Surfer this year.
That's what you're saying?
That's kind of not
Silver
fair.
Silver Surfer, and I think we're also going to get an announcement of Daredevil being Charlie Cox this year.
Being Daredevil.
Whichever
goes first. I mean, I'm gonna say right away, I don't think this is very fair because we didn't get shit. We were supposed to get like two projects at least, and we didn't get anything.
No.
No Black Widow, no Scarlet Witch, no Falcon Winter Soldier. So
nothing.
I don't think it's fair. However,
yeah,
I will say that there is merit to the Charlie Cox thing. I may not be right for sure, but there's a lot of speculation and a lot of things with him going on. And at least one factual thing is that Marvel did have a meeting with Charlie Cox last year.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, I mean, I was close. You know,
I'm getting there, yeah, something. Silver Surfer thing, don't know. We can't confirm that at all. But the Daredevil thing, possibly. It's not confirmed.
No Silver Surfer at all, though.
What else did we say?
Dragon Ball FighterZ 2.
You think so already?
Oh, I was wrong.
Damn.
Announcement. I'm not saying it's going to come out. I think by the end of this year, they're
going to
announce Dragon Ball
FighterZ 2. Nah, it didn't happen. They got more characters, though.
No, well, that almost double deconfirms what I said. They put more characters kind of means like they don't have any plans to make another one
yet.
Yeah, so I guess I was wrong on that.
I think that's the new trend now with fighting games is to have a game last as long as it can and just update it constantly until you come out with something better.
Honestly, that should be the way. I'm cool with that. I just thought they were done. I thought they were maxed out. Like, no, more characters came.
No, you don't know how many fucking Gokus exist in the fucking universe, dude. You should have known.
I thought they used them all.
No. What else do we got?
An announcement for a new Pokemon. So, like, because it's happened before where we got a
middle
new
game. The
yeah,
middle game.
Not the middle game, but it's always the remake, right? The HD version of something. So maybe we'll finally get our Diamond and Pearl remake.
Oh, I would love that. Okay.
Based off this new engine from Sword and Shield. And then maybe the year after we'll get like a Sword and Shield 2 or whatever they want to do. Or Gun. Whatever, right? But
Cannon?
That'd be cool.
Nope, didn't happen. Didn't get any announcement of any sort for a new mainline Pokemon game. I guess the only thing we really got was the announcement for that MOBA Pokemon game. It was like the only new thing I could think of, but no new, nope, nothing. Maybe this year. That'll be my prediction already. Like, we'll finally get an announcement for some new Pokemon. But we didn't get one this year. Actually, what we got was more so the expansion, actually. I think that we got that as an announcement, and it came out in November or some shit? So that's about all we got. So an expansion. Again, expansions. No new game, just an expansion to the previous one that already existed.
Another one.
Yeah. All right, what else we got here?
What else? So I'm going to say we'll get an announcement for Remake of Pearl or Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, I fucking...
coming out for 2021 in March.
Okay, no, we didn't get that either.
I'm going to go with that. I feel confident in that.
Fail.
No game this year.
No game.
Just an announcement.
Oh, okay. I went
game.
Back on that. Okay, that's funny. That didn't happen.
What else?
I think Dragon Ball the movie. We're gonna get an announcement for Dragon Ball the movie.
Like an animated one?
No, live action.
A live action one?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
Did we get anything? We didn't get anything, huh?
No. But I do think it's about time.
But we did get new Kenshin and Yu-Yu, you said, right? You said possible Yu-Yu?
Oh, no, that's happening. Netflix Yu-Yu Hakusho's happening.
Yeah. So we got that. Not really a movie, right? I guess Kenshin was. But no Dragon Ball live action movie was announced or anything like that.
Let me just double check. I want to be sure because I feel like maybe I did hear something about that.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure we would have talked about it.
No, you're right. Yeah, nothing.
All right, what else was there?
You know what? I feel like Black Widow is a prediction. I don't think it's going to be as big in the box office like all the other previous movies. I feel like it's going to do like Thor, you know, one and two.
Black Widow.
The only reason I disagree is because everyone's
No, Al was right because we didn't get a movie at all.
Fair, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. People are gonna be like, yo, where's the fucking next Marvel movie?
Yeah.
And you're gonna get this little 8-episode miniseries coming out. You're like,
I could be totally wrong.
Which we haven't gotten that yet either.
We didn't even get that, dude.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like people are gonna go nuts when Black Widow comes out just because it's fucking Marvel.
Alright, what else is there?
Unpopular Marvel character that you think they'll surprise introduce this year.
Doom!
Wait.
Yeah!
No, they didn't even get that.
I was hoping we would have got that.
Any predictions were all shot down by fucking...
I want to see a Doom.
But the Doom was possible. COVID. The Doom was possible because they announced Fantastic Four this year.
Okay.
Oh, you know, hey, one other quick rumor. I heard a rumor that the Fantastic Four's villain is not going to be one person. That it's going to be the Frightful Four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And... the reason I think that might have some validity is the Frightful Four is made out of four people, two of which are not from their franchise. There's a guy named the Wizard who's a really genius inventor, and he makes a suit that can defy gravity.
Okay.
He controls gravity and shit. Another guy named the Trapster. He makes a bunch of traps and fucking gooey guns that fucking trap you on shit. He's called the Trapster, right?
Okay.
Other two characters. This is why I think it might be true. Medusa.
Oh.
From the Inhumans.
Yeah.
And Hydro Man
from Spider-Man.
That's where I'm like, maybe that's true. Because if they defeat them and they break up and go separate ways, Hydro Man can go to Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Medusa can go to whatever they're going to do with Inhumans.
Or maybe it'll start off in their movies and then Fantastic Four will deal with them. So the other way. Because we are getting Eternals first, right?
That's pretty smart, AJ.
Yeah.
I could see that.
And the Fantastic Four movie isn't planned for this year either.
No,
just say they're finally going to start production on that pretty soon.
And that means that could be like 2023, 2024. Yeah.
It's probably not even written out like a storyline yet.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And there's one last thing you said here.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Okay. Hold that off next year then.
All right.
Okay. Is that coming out this year?
Would you say?
Robert Pattinson's Batman movie is going to kick ass.
Okay. Is that coming out this year?
No.
Shit, maybe 2021. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right.
Hold that off next year then.
Okay, pause it. We can at least say the trailer was fucking badass.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, I mean, I said it about the whole movie, but you could say that trailer was...
That trailer was badass.
I remember when I was watching, because I didn't really care that much about it. I was like, I don't think we need any more Batman shit right now.
Mm.
And then when I saw that trailer, I was like, oh shit, that's pretty cool. Like, you know, I was like, I'll watch that.
It looked good, yeah. So we'll give like a quarter point.
All
right. But yeah, I think we're all like mostly wrong. The Animal Crossing one was the only thing that was completely right.
Marvel's not fair. We got fucked on that one.
Yeah, we definitely got fucked on the Marvel shit.
Yeah.
So maybe we can re-predict some of that, possibly. Now that we have some more news about what's coming out, you know, maybe we can re-predict some of those. But let's go ahead and kick it off now. Like what we have with our predictions. Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. I only got 6 predictions.
Unless you want to go back and forth? Because I have 5.
So we got 6. I got 6 predictions. I just got 5. It's funny. I wrote all of these before the podcast. Only one of them did I write right now as we were watching the review. So this not being one. My first prediction. I wrote this before the podcast.
Okay.
Young Avengers
and
Daredevil. Charlie Cox.
So like as an announcement? Like as a thing that's going to happen?
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be in a movie or an appearance, but I think... one of the two is going to happen for both of them. Either Young Avengers will appear, or they'll tell us it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Like they'll announce that this is coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing with Daredevil. Either he'll appear, or they'll say something is going to happen.
Okay.
That's what I think. Only reason I say that is that Miss America is going to be in Doctor Strange. The twins are going to be in WandaVision. I'm like, Kate Bishop's going to be in Hawkeye's. I'm like, they're already, the team's there. Like, all you got to do is put them together, you know?
Yeah.
So that's just my guess. But AJ?
My first one is for Soul Calibur 6. I think Soul Calibur is doing pretty good. It's not doing like Tekken numbers right now, but it's doing pretty good right now, and then been supporting it pretty well too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say we will get an announcement for our third season.
One of my announcements is linked to yours. I think Lizard Man and Rock will definitely be in Soul Calibur 6,
and that could be in season 3.
Yeah,
because season 2 is done.
I don't think season 7. I think 6. I'm sorry. I don't think Soul Calibur 7. I think Soul Calibur 6
that you'll get those characters.
Lizard Man and Rock. So
yeah.
I'm with you on that.
And that's what I was thinking too, because my issue with that prediction though is like, what other characters are missing that people actually want? And I think we have everything except for those two. But like, usually a season will come out with like 4, maybe 5 characters. So what would be like the other two or three then?
I'll say we're going to get one new original character maybe.
Yeah, I would say that too. Maybe one other guest character.
And one other. Yep, that's what I would say.
So that would be a four.
Two soul classics,
yeah.
One original, one guest. I could see that.
Okay, like that. That's a good one. All yeah, right. And also Tai Chi and Chessing also guest character. So if we had to predict, that's our prediction right there. It's a collaboration prediction.
There
season three, four characters, two of them, Rock and Lizard, one brand new one, one guest character.
There you go. You heard it here first,
I like
guys.
That.
You heard
I
it
like
first.
That.
Other prediction. This is a spoiler. Anyone who has not seen season two of The Mandalorian, close your ears and or ignore what I'm about to say. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. If you've not seen Mandalorian Season 2, I'm about to say something.
Turn it down. Skip ahead like 10 seconds or something.
I'm not going to say it for long. Make it real quick. Ready? Right. I'm going to do it right now. Ready? Mm-hmm. More Luke Skywalker. I think he's going to be cameoed throughout all these different Star Wars projects that were announced last month.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see him sprinkled throughout things. A lot of people think he's going to get his own show. I don't think so.
No.
I think they're going to sprinkle him into a lot of different things to keep people excited as to when he's going to show up next.
Yeah. I like that. Right, I like AJ. That. We'll see that too. So Nintendo has some shit things happen with them that they did themselves in the last couple of months of last year, right? Mm-hmm. So I think Nintendo will try to make up for it with maybe some big Smash tournament of some sort.
Whoa.
That I don't think will go off well, though. I think people are going to be like, they're going to see through it. Like, this is trying to kiss up to us. This tournament actually sucks.
But you think they're going to do it at least.
But I think they're going to try some tournament to kind of make up for it. Like, look, yeah, we like to do tournaments.
Yeah, we're fun.
But it's not going to be what we wanted, though.
I agree. I think you're right.
I think they're going to try.
I like that prediction. I think you're right about that. I think there's going to be a massive war for the Transformers toys.
A war of what kind?
Of fucking nerds and toy collectors. It's going to be bad because I think after this next season comes out on Netflix, it's going to be a whole new line of Transformer toys.
Yeah, which we already kind of announced like previously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we talked about them. They are coming. I don't think Netflix is going to have the production skill and money to keep up the toys. And I think it's going to get real bad, bro. They're
going
to get expensive, they're going to get hard to find, and it's going to be a fucking war for these characters.
I'm not sure if you heard Wags's video, but like he was saying that the Transformers, the Kingdom, the Animal, the Beast Wars ones, supposed to come out in March, already been released by Target.
Oh, he did say that, yeah.
And they've already been sold out and going for like triple the amount, right? So it's already started.
And I said this before the podcast, so I didn't know that before. But I was sure that was going to happen.
So it's kind of already starting, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, dude, it's just it's Transformers. It's always been a big thing about Transformer toys. And this fucking movement for this new Transformer shit is pretty big. So I'm like, dude, you're going to get people mad that they can't get it. Like, there's no way Netflix has the toy know-how to make sure there's enough of that shit
out
there.
But Hasbro handling the toy line, though, and Netflix is just making the show. So I don't think Netflix is, you know, in charge of that.
That's a fair point.
So it might work out, but who knows? Maybe like in the other way around. Maybe the Netflix movies or the shows are so good that people want to go out and grab those toys and then there's like, you know, not enough.
I can see that too.
That could be a thing too.
Yeah.
And I guess we can maybe next year we can confirm that with Wags since he follows that more closely than us.
Indeed.
So my other prediction.
Wait, you only have one more?
No, I got three more.
Oh, okay, go for it.
So if sales for Black Widow is not good, like if it doesn't do too good in the box offices or whatever, then I think they're going to put it onto Disney Plus as soon as possible. Like if it doesn't make the numbers they want within like the first month or something, then we'll see it like, you know, on Disney Plus like after like 9 weeks or something like that. Usually they wait like 3 months or so, right, to put shit out like that.
Yeah, about 2-3 months, let it ride a little bit.
Yeah, but I think, you know, if it doesn't do good in that first couple weeks, then they're going to put it on Disney Plus as soon as possible.
I'm down with that. So, I'm going to try to see it in theaters or drive-in if it's possible out here. I'll be down.
Yeah.
Okay. Hunter x Hunter. I think we're going to get more Hunter x Hunter in some media. I don't know if it's going to be the manga. I don't know if it's going to be anime. It might even be a fucking live-action thing. But I think we're definitely going to get some more Hunter x Hunter in some media. Maybe even a video game. But I think they know people are pissed. People have been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
They've been promising us shit that hasn't been coming. I think they're going to do something this year.
Okay. All right. Let's see if they push that.
All right.
My other announcement or prediction here for this year, Virtua Fighter. Last year, we got an announcement for something regarding Virtua Fighter.
Did it come out?
No, we have nothing. No other like news or details about it at all. But I think this year, they'll come out and tell us new game coming out in 2022.
I can see that. Okay, all right, good.
So maybe an Evo announcement, that would be cool. Maybe something like at E3, if we get an E3 this year, we'll get more like details on it, saying that it's coming out in 2022. That's my guess.
All right.
I got one more after this.
I got one last one. Matrix 4, ooh, which is set to come out this year, released on both streaming and movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say this because I want to curse it. I think it's going to flop.
You think so? Yeah.
Even if it's good, I think it's still going to flop.
Mm.
I just feel like there's too many young kids don't care or know and
yeah,
don't care to know because they're like, what the fuck is this?
And they'll probably watch it like, I don't get it. This shit's stupid.
I didn't get it the first time I saw it. I was like, I liked it, but I didn't get it. I was like, what the fuck is this? You liked it. Yeah, something real deep that made me continue watching. But yeah, Matrix 4, I think it's going to flop, bro. Even if it's great and the critics give it a good rating and we all love it and all the nerds love it and everyone who's ever seen it, I think it's going to flop. It's not going to make
like,
the money.
It's going to be like a cult type of thing in a way, right?
Yeah, I think it'll go from a movie classic to a cult classic. I'm going to put it that way. Yeah, it's not
gonna... You know, maybe. Also, like, I feel like a lot of cult things are, like, recently, last couple of years, have been doing really good just because there's a cult behind it that fucking push it.
That's
true. And things have been doing good for that reason.
That's true.
So maybe it can go the other way.
I hope you're right. I don't want it to flop. I'm just feeling like it's going to flop. Mm. I hope it doesn't. But, you know, Keanu Reeves and, God damn it, I can't remember her name. She played Trinity. She's Hogarth and Dr.
I know what you're talking about, yeah. Anyway. But they're both in it, right?
Yeah, they're both in it again. Morpheus is sadly not in it, but, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that.
All right,
Carrie Ann Moss, thank you, Tai Chi.
Oh, wow. I never knew her name.
Me either, but now I do. Thank you, Tai Chi. All right. Yeah, so that's our prediction. Oh, no, Aiden's got one more. Aiden's got one more, sorry.
Splatoon 3.
Ooh. You know, AJ, I think you're more right than you think. I think we're going to hear that like in the next month or two.
Maybe, yeah, because they kind of ended their Splatfest, but then they kind of brought it back for a little bit.
I think they just did that because of quarantine.
No, I don't. I think they would have done more Splatfest for quarantine. No,
I mean, we got two.
Yeah, we only got. Oh, I think maybe they brought it back for the quarantine.
That's what I mean. Like, because they told us before that there wasn't going to be any more.
Yeah.
I felt like Nintendo saw people are going to be stuck at home. This is the time to do fucking Splatfest.
Yeah, you know? Maybe.
That's my guess, but.
Yo, what if one of the next Splatfests is like, stay at home or go outside?
Too much controversy. Too soon. Too soon, Nintendo. Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we'll get an announcement for Splatoon 3.
I guess you get your answer. Pretty soon. I guess if stay at home wins, then you know that stay outside won. Because they didn't play.
Oh. That's true.
Anyway.
That'd be funny. So I guess there's no way to really.
There's no way to measure that one, yeah. Unless stay outside wins, then you're like, what?
Yeah, it's like, how'd you guys do that, though,
yeah,
huh?
You guys must not believe it that badly. All right.
That'd be funny. All right, but yeah, that's our predictions for 2021. So we'll come back here next year in 2022 and go back on this video and see if we got these right by any chance.
Yeah, you got to deal with it.
That's right.
We should have that on the board, too.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, yeah. Unfocused, episode 286. We'll see you guys next week. Don't
Unfocus
forget.
Week?
Oh, wow. I almost forgot.
Yeah. Beginning of the year. Yeah, you forget shit like that, right?
Focus week. I'm going to finish watching Star Trek Lower Decks. I'm going to start season 2 of Harley Quinn's animated thing on HBO Max, which is fucking hilarious. Very adult. Don't watch it with your kids. Also, I'm going to for sure finish The Expanse. Oh, no, The Expanse isn't going to be done. I'm going to keep watching The Expanse. I won't finish it. I'm going to read more of this Daredevil, Man Without Fear. I'm pretty excited for that. And, you know, there's a comic book that I really want to read called The Incall that people keep saying is one of the best comic books ever written. I want to try to hunt that shit down if I can. So, Tai Chi just watched season 2 of Harley Quinn.
Nice.
He says, that show has no right being as funny as it is. I agree with him. I remember turning it on, didn't think it was going to be funny at all. And then, like, I watched it, like, oh, this shit's fucking good. What the fuck?
Oh, that's funny.
And so I was like, what the fuck? This shit's funny? Like, but,
I feel like I had a TV show like that where I had that moment. It's like, this shit's funny? What the fuck?
Yeah,
I don't know what it was, but I know I came across something like that before.
Like, you meant to watch it blankly and, like,
it was going to be serious and actually being hilarious. I was like, I did not expect that.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't know what it was.
Those are the main things for my Unfocus Week. I want to play, more Tekken, because Drew was nice enough to buy me a whole year of PlayStation Plus.
Oh, shit.
Because they want me to fucking play. So I'm going to fucking start playing.
Speaking of Drew, too, Drew also hooked it up because Wags showed us that Back to the Future Transformer, right?
Yeah.
Apparently in that line, there's also a Top Gun fucking
Maverick.
And Drew actually gave me one. Like, he just had one. He's like, yeah, it's got one. You can have it. It's like,
damn,
oh,
you
shit,
came
cool.
up, fool.
So I'm like, nice. So I'm going to keep that close for sure.
You sure will.
I asked Will about it. He's like, yeah, it's just a licensed Transformer, Top Gun. He's like, I don't know anything special about it. I was like, all right, whatever.
I thought he would have been more hyped about it.
I thought so, too. But yeah, my Unfocus Week. Can I do that?
Tell me.
Finish those comics since I'm actually into right now. I'm going to finish fucking the Sonic and start reading Osagi. Oh, yeah.
Read that DD.
While I was at Frankenstein's, I actually came across a, I was going through some comics, and I found a free comic book day Osagi. Issue.
Ooh, it completes your set, huh?
Yeah, so I picked that up, and I think it's connected in some way, so I'll check that out, too, see how it's connected.
Oh, you fucking came up, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I got that to add to my collection there. Yeah, maybe play some more StarCraft, Tai Chi's asking.
I feel like we have a comment.
Yeah, no, it's the same ones right here. Oh, okay. But they show up there, but I don't know why they show up in different colors up there.
Okay,
so
that's
weird.
What threw me off. Okay, yeah. Got it.
I don't know about that.
All right, cool.
But yeah, maybe play some more StarCraft, too, if Tai Chi's down later in the week. And then... I don't know. What else? Maybe more Splatoon. What else? I don't know. Maybe that's about it, really.
Soul.
Because I also came across this. About a new Raspberry Pi. Now I got a Raspberry Pi 4 with an 8 gig RAM in it. And this is going to be meant to make my new emulator, RetroPie. And the reason why I needed it to be that strong is to emulate Dreamcast games.
Ooh, I have a bunch of those, too.
Because, well, you need the ROMs of them. But the reason for that, too, is because Chris hooked it up with the ROM for CVS2 on Dreamcast.
Oh, he was talking about that. That's right.
Which is the closest version to an arcade that you can get, which I could probably just get an arcade main for it, too. But, you know, why not just go the extra mile and try like that?
I figured you'd want to anyway.
So I'm going to try to put that together pretty soon. I want to print out something for it, too. So... Oh, maybe I should make like an arcade machine looking case for it. That'd be cool.
I was trying to think,
should I do like a PlayStation case or something or an NES case? But maybe an arcade machine.
Hey, if you need help with the materials, let me know, bro.
No, I'm going to 3D print it. So.
Forgot about that.
So, something just to enclose, something like this.
To enclose it,
yeah, but actually have it some like form to it to make it look like an arcade machine. I'm going to do that. I was thinking about like, what should I do? But I just thought about it. Thank you, Unfocus.
All right, you're welcome. With that being said, I think that pretty much covers everything. AJ, keep an eye out for our review videos, and maybe we'll get other little side videos and stuff like that, but just keep an eye on Unfocus
and
YouTube.
Keep an eye out for that link for Wags's YouTube channel.
Yeah, whenever we get it, we'll give it to you guys. And apparently it's too high-class security level for Unfocus to
have. Yeah, we don't even know it, yeah.
But we'll see you guys next week.
Hear about it.
Keep an eye out for those videos.
Don't forget, this is a Collision28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Collision20.com/Discord.
Bitch.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!